Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. It's me, the Monk.
Have you ever listened to Trash Station Thoughts? That doesn't seem too hard. I can do that. Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode. Hello, gamers, and welcome.
I was sorry, I was deep in thought. To the weekend. Technically, we upload Trash's episodes on the weekend.
Yeah, so, I can say, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. Woo! I'm your host for today, Gant, and with me are the boys, as per usual.
Yeah.
As per usual.
And if scheduling has gone correctly, this episode should go up on Thanksgiving weekend. Ooh. If not, well, fuck me. Someone fucked up.
Just pretend. Just pretend it's Thanksgiving.
Just pretend that we are thankful today.
Yeah. Only today, though.
Only today.
I'm British, I'll have you know. I'm never thankful. That's not important.
No, like, every time I hear about Thanksgiving, right? Mm. Because it is an American holiday, but because like American culture is so intertwined with,
it's a very polite way of putting it.
Yeah. So I mean, is it?
It's in your face, Gant. All right.
Yeah. It's in my face.
It's
okay.
Inescapable.
Well, you grow up, right? You watch the cartoons. You see that Ed and Eddie are talking about this thing that you don't know. You ask your mom why you celebrate. She's like, "What are you talking about? Shut the fuck up."
But like how I feel about Thanksgiving is maybe how I feel a lot of other countries might feel about Christmas, especially like Asian countries. You talk about Christmas, it's so like ingrained in our like yearly cycle that I'm just like, yeah, Christmas time, it's holiday season. And like whenever I go to Asian countries, then it's like, oh yeah, that's the one day that all the white people celebrate, right? That's
just noticed your shirt. What the fuck? God.
That's a great shirt.
I just had a glance. I'm like,
what's wrong with this shirt?
Name of Christ.
That's this a drip right there.
I see what you're thankful for this week, this fucking thing.
Those under CDs.
Listen, here's the thing that people, when they get angry about the holidays that don't exist, you got to understand this is prime real estate for more days off. You know what I mean? More things to celebrate. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get angry about holidays. Try and adopt them.
Wait, who the fuck is getting angry about holidays?
People.
Like?
People.
Why?
I don't know. What? I'm saying I want to have.
Do you know what I don't understand? Japanese holidays. Like, what's up with that? Right?
What do you mean you don't understand C Day?
Huh?
What's not to understand about C Day?
You don't understand Mountain Day?
Yeah.
No. What was the holiday we had this week? But this week we had another holiday, right?
I have turned it on in my Google Calendar. Yeah. The one that tells me all the holiday names because I always get a bit of a chuckle when I see what it's called.
Oh, it's Culture Day.
Okay, Culture Day. Culture Day. Okay. Here's the thing that doesn't make sense, right? Culture Day, national holiday. Everyone gets a day off. On Culture Day. It's a Wednesday. Who the fuck wants a holiday on a Wednesday in the middle of, I thought the rule, if it came to like public holidays as a Brit who we have bank holidays, it's always on a Monday. Or if it's not on a Monday, it's gotta be on a Friday. Why? Like Wednesday is the worst fucking day you can put a public holiday.
Culture Day is always the 3rd of November though. So it just so happens to land on a Wednesday this year.
First of all, the Queen's a badass. That's why she knew everyone Mondays off.
Yeah, yeah.
Approval ratings go through the roof. Everyone supports the Queen.
Monarchy wasn't a mistake.
Bank holidays on a Tuesday, monarchy. I'm against monarchy. Bank holidays on a Monday, I'm for it. Bank holidays just like, I don't know. Why is it called a bank holiday? Do you know?
I'm going to guess it's started of like when the banks took a holiday or something like that. We don't have, Ashley right now is making coffee, so we don't have a fact checker.
Ma'am Queen, I work for the bank. I would like a day off. And she's like, noted.
But it's just like bank holiday is the British public holiday, right? Mm. And it's always on different days, but it's like the first Monday of a certain...
Because we don't have that in Australia.
We get like a day off if the royal family gets married or something on that day every year. You get like a day off, I think, for sure.
Do you? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I was in
I was self-employed.
Since I was in the working culture.
Bro, well, there's the Queen's rising grind, never stop. No,
Queen's holiday, right?
The Queen's birthday. Queen's, what's it called? Jubilee?
Jubilee.
When she came into power.
That's a public holiday for you?
Yeah.
For us, the Queen's birthday is a public holiday in Australia.
I think it is as well. Why not both?
Wait, our Queen?
Australia is part of the Commonwealth.
I know, but
Australia is Britain light, bro.
That just fucking blows my mind that they still celebrate the Queen's holiday, even though every Australian doesn't give a fucking shit about the Queen.
We don't celebrate it. We just go, oh, sick day off.
Australians are big brain. Australians have figured out what other countries are scared of. 3 days off. They know it.
What are like American public holidays?
You're asking me? I'm not American.
Oh, sorry. Australian.
Oh, Australian?
Yeah.
Well, we have Australia Day, which is when our country was founded. Which is January.
You're just laughing British right now. You're like, imagine having a day of celebrating your independence. That's so funny.
That's January 26th. No, because 26, like,
even Americans didn't have the ball to call Independence Day America Day.
People call it America.
America Day, but they didn't like officially acknowledge it America Day.
No, we call it fucking Australia Day, dude.
I respect it.
And it's the day when the country goes nuts. Like, my God.
Yeah.
That's January 26th. And then, we have Queen's birthday, which is also a public holiday. And then I think that's about it, really.
Australia Day.
Yeah, we have Australia Day, Queen's birthday. And then we obviously have Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve. But most of the time, like for us, it's like we have, it's after Christmas Day until New Year's Day. That week is like an entire week off for
normally
a lot of places.
For us too, I think.
Yeah. We have like a good 5 days or something during the Christmas period. Yeah.
First of all, fuck gone. I don't mind Wednesdays off. I'll take any day off. I'm not picky.
I do because this is like, if I want to have a day off, I want it by the weekend. Mm-hmm. I want all my days in a row.
Yeah.
I understand, but
sometimes having that one day of relief is worth more than the extra day.
If I know I'm working towards a long weekend, that just makes the week that much shorter.
Well, that's why Golden Week in Japan is like such a big brain, right?
Yeah, because having a week off is like, it's like you've just killed your family in Japan. It's just like unheard of. It's like, what do you mean take a week off?
Yeah, it's because Japan was like, what if we made a bunch of public holidays, but just all in a row? It's almost like,
yeah, because the problem with having a holiday in Wednesday is you can't really plan anything extravagant around that holiday. You can't really go on a trip. A day trip just doesn't feel as good if you know you have to go back to work the next fucking day.
Yeah.
You know, there's just like the things you can do on that public holiday are so limited. Whereas if you have a long weekend, you know, that's maybe an extra day of sesh with the boys, extra day camping.
Yeah, but,
extra,
in, but I would argue that at least in Japan, like one whole day off is like, oh my God, we get a whole fucking day off.
Yeah.
Time to hit the town, boy. Let's get crunk. You know, like, I wonder if the reason why
people don't really leave Japan much is because they just don't have time to.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
That's 100% the reason why they don't. Like, the only time they will is during Golden Week, where they'll maybe go to, like, if they have the disposable income, they'll go to, like, Hawaii or Guam or, you know, Okinawa.
It's just such a waste to go to Europe if you're flying all the way from Japan for one week. It's like, it's just not long enough.
That's because you waste like half
days.
A day.
Yeah, 2 days flying.
Or 2 days just flying, right? Yeah. So that's just like, why would any Japanese person
want to
do that?
Japanese people barely go to Europe because they just don't have the time to.
I guess that makes sense why domestic tourism is massive here.
Yeah, okay. Because they can only go so far.
Okay.
Someone told me they managed to get 2 weeks off and they made it sound like they had literally killed Goliath with like their bare hands.
Yeah.
Like, well, they probably also saved up their pay leave for like 30 years, you know, to get
this is like their retirement fund.
Even if you have 2 weeks off in Japan, right? You have 2 weeks off. It's like, and very frowned upon to take it in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just insane. It's like, bro, let the man do what he wants.
Yeah, it's like you earned a pay leave for like a week.
But don't you dare take it all in one go.
But don't you dare take it all in one go, because otherwise, it's like you almost don't want to work for this company. It's like, no, you gave it to me. Yeah, so I'm going to fucking use it, you know?
Like you know, with Japan, you have a certain set amount of holidays that you have to like, by law, contractually, every company has to contractually give the employees. But it's like, From what I've seen,
it's most a suggestion.
It's a suggestion that you take them. you book days off, and then you work on your days off. Yeah. Sometimes a lot of people.
You know
do.
What's funny though is that like Japan does have the most amount of public holidays of any country.
Yeah, they're just so scattered.
It's so
unoptimized. Why? Yeah. Like they, it's like someone looked at the fucking calendar and just like threw a dart and they're just like, okay, that's a holiday. That's a holiday.
Well, what's most bizarre is that like Christmas, for example, is not a public holiday in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, Golden Week is like the main big
chunk, Golden right? Week is the Christmas to everywhere else.
It's strange because like Christmas in Japan feels like Valentine's in the UK.
Yes.
Like, it's weird. Like, because it feels like more of a date thing. Like, people it is. Like, yeah. It's like, and I understand because they don't celebrate Christmas the like same way.
Yeah. But Christmas,
like,
yeah.
It's weird how they've managed to turn it from like a gift giving thing into like, oh, I'm going to fuck thing. I'm going to get some.
Yeah. Christmas in Japan is like, if you're spending time on Christmas Day with your family, then you're considered the loser.
Yeah.
Imagine spending time with your family.
But I think it's because that happened because the family time for a lot of Japanese families is New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's when shit is not open. That's when the only time I've ever seen anything close in Japan.
So the first 3 days of the New Year in Japan is a public holiday most of the time.
Yeah. But hospitals close too, right?
Hospitals close too. So you don't go too ham on New Year's Eve. Otherwise, you're not going to make it to the next year. It's so fun. That's
fun. I didn't know that at all.
But that's the thing, right?
What happens if you get into an accident?
I think
rest in peace.
I think there are some hospitals open. Yeah. I think, but like
I would like to think so. But I think that's why, like, you know, like at least in the West, right? Like the whole the stereotype of the, you know, New Year's Eve in the West is you go out with your mates, out into town or at a friend's place, and you just get hammered and shit faced, right? Like this, the last celebration
biggest,
of the
biggest
day.
Biggest fallacy of the fucking really, like so of the fucking Western world.
Yeah,
I get deja vu. We spoke about this last year.
Yeah, have we?
We were like New Year's Eve sucks.
But in Japan, New Year's Eve is actually a very quiet time where you just spend it, you know, maybe sitting in the kotatsu with your family, eating some nabe, eating some soba, whatever.
Mochi?
Yeah, mochi, you know, what it, like a lot of like New Year's Eve foods.
Get one of her grandpa to die.
It's like, yo, granddad, watch out, the hospital's not open.
If like mochi was like integrated in my culture, every time my grandparents took a bite of mochi, I'd be like, fucking time stops, just like, right, still chewing. Okay. Okay, and we'll get to the swallow. And we're clear. Okay.
Zawa. Okay. It's turned into like a kaiji episode. It's like, zawa. It's like Russian roulette in Japan.
Yeah, it's but like your grandma took a bite of mochi again. It's just like... Get the ambulance on speed dial just in case. Yeah.
I've got the numbers in dial already.
but I think that's why. I think that's why maybe that might be a reason why they took the liberty to be like, well, no one's getting hurt in New Year's Eve because everyone's just chilling with their family, right? Everyone's having a quiet time of self reflection, at least in Japan, right? Like that would not fly anywhere else in the world.
But I feel like the most accidents happen in Western countries during the Christmas, New Year.
Exactly.
Oh, daddy fucking cut his hand off with the turkey cutter.
Oh, no.
I got to reattach it. Classic Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the UK was the country that had all the fucking weird holidays.
Like what?
What do you mean?
Like back in the Victorian era, I'm sure we had the fucking weirdest ass holidays.
Maybe.
We did.
Did we? Have you
heard about stuff from the Victorian era? The shit is fucking wild, man. Have you? You know that they used to paint their wall with like lead paint because it had like a green. There was like a it was a very popular type of green at one point in the Victorian era, and it turned out to get this color, you had to put a fuck ton of lead in it. And they said, they were like, why are people just dying? Why are people dying? Just like random shit. And they were like obsessed with like dead people and stuff. Like like funerals or like parties and stuff. It's all really weird.
Yeah.
If you go back to British history like a year ago, shit was fucking weird.
Probably.
150 years ago. Fucking bizarre. Yeah. I'm sure
weird. I mean, you don't even have to go that far either. To be like, you know, like remember the time when everyone was like, I want to keep my house warm. You ever heard of asbestos? Definitely safe. Yeah, just put that shit up in your room. It won't kill you.
Slightly different, but the Victorian era was very weird. And, you know, we don't celebrate them, but we have weird days.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and look through, like, I'm sure if you go through like the public history of celebrated days in the UK, I bet you will find like the Tom Wombly Day, where we celebrate this man who caught a big worm or something. That's British culture right there. That's-
well, I mean, like even like stuff we celebrate now is weird. Like the concept of Valentine's Day is so fucking weird. It's
Ashley, can you Google what public American holidays are?
Yeah.
Or what? Because like one thing that confuses me is I don't know, I like every time I hear about Americans celebrating a holiday or something or like a special day, I don't know if it's an actual American holiday because Americans have become like fucking experts at celebrating other people's holidays, right?
You mean like St. Patrick's
Day? Fucking St. Patrick's Day, right? Which every American celebrates that I've seen. And I'm just like, what has this got to do with America?
Every American who is like, I'm 1/16th Irish is like, yeah. Time for my time.
It's my time to shine.
It's my time. Woo-wee. Here we are.
Do you want just federal holidays? Like state holidays?
Yeah, federal.
Federal. So Thanksgiving is obviously one. Christmas.
You've got New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President's Day, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, Juneteenth.
Juneteenth's a new one.
Juneteenth?
Yeah, it was when the slaves in Texas were like finally like
told they could all right.
And you've got Father's Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, U.S. Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving.
But a lot of these days, people don't take days off. Like it's right. Like,
yeah,
I'm just like a lot of these days, I've just never heard of before.
Like you don't take a day off because it's Mother's Day, right? Like,
yeah,
you don't.
Like. Well, that's what I mean by like public holidays, right? Yeah, a public holiday is a day that you can that you are not supposed to work, right? So I mean, like for example, Halloween. Is that a public holiday or is that just an event?
That's because just an event.
It feels like a holiday, you know? Like more Americans celebrate like Halloween than I've seen some of these days that I've heard of.
Yeah.
You know?
Bro, my mom? No. Halloween getting spooky? Okay. All right.
Like, did you guys celebrate Halloween in the UK?
No.
Right?
Which is why it was like so alien to me when-
Trick or treating and stuff like
that. Yeah. Well, there are some people who celebrate Halloween in the UK, but it's certainly not as massive as it is in America. Because I remember when I started dating Sydney and she was like, asking me, what are we doing for Halloween? And I was like, I don't know. I've never celebrated Halloween before.
Watch a horror movie?
Watch a horror movie. And I was like, we're going trick-or-treating. We're dressing up. And I was like, dressing up for Halloween in the UK is going to like Primark and buying like 5 white t-shirts, chopping them up and calling yourself like a zombie or a ghost or something like that. That's the extent of dressing up in Halloween. If you spent more than one day prepping your costume, you put in fucking effort.
Yeah.
But in America, some of these costumes blow like anime cosplayers out the fucking window.
Yeah, right.
Like it's fucking insane.
No, for me, what blows my mind more than the costumes is how dedicated some Americans are to like decorating their house.
People do that in the UK sometimes.
With like the lights and like everything and like, because Aki did it this year as well. She was like, she spent like 3 days around the house putting like little pumpkin things around and like putting up like a broom to look like it was part of a witch. I'm like, this is going to be gone in 2 days. Like, why are you putting this much effort into it? I get we're having like a house party, but like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah,
I thought the cosplay was more than enough. She's been playing fucking spooky, scary skeletons on the TV for like 3 days straight. And I'm like, I'm about to lose my goddamn mind. I don't need all of this like pumpkin shit around the house.
Yeah. Did you celebrate it in Australia?
So it depends. So some families do, but I feel that like every now and then, like I did trick-or-treating once in Australia when I was a kid, but it was, I mean, compared to like America, it was pretty pathetic.
That's the one thing. Growing up as a kid that I was like, why can't I do this? Like that's when I felt like we live in a society again. I'm bringing it back. I felt like I'd been robbed.
It's a week old now. Get over it.
I feel like we'd been robbed a little bit. Growing up, because I'm every single year, you know, I throw on the Cartoon Network. I watch Ed, Edd n Eddy. They have a Halloween special. I watch Courage the. Oh no, it's always Halloween. Simpsons Halloween special. Always trick or treating. And I'm like, I remember asking my mom, "Can we go trick or treating?" She's like, "Oh, you can try, but like, no one's gonna give you anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one's gonna have anything." And I was like, "Oh, so how are you gonna get around? Are you gonna walk? The houses are kind of far away from each other, you know." And I'm like, "Don't we live in like a cul-de-sac or something? Isn't that how it works?" You don't live in. There's no cul-de-sacs in the UK. So it's dangerous.
What's cul-de-sacs?
Like little areas,
like a dead end,
like a dead end, road. And like big urban, big residential areas. You don't really have that. It's kind of like.
In Brighton, we had trick or treaters. I remember we went trick or treating.
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah. I remember we went trick or treating like once or twice and kind of. I found
I've never
it.
Been.
You never been?
Never been.
I don't know. I thought it was always overrated, which is why, like, as a kid, I'm just like, I have to talk to strangers. That
I didn't. I didn't even do it to collect candy. I just threw eggs at people's houses.
Fair enough. Fair enough. No, Joey's a mysterious kid.
I didn't even like my friend who was older than me.
That's a real bruh moment, yeah. Right? There. My friend talking about trick or treating. Joey's like,
I just want to rob someone's house, bro. I just gonna rob him.
Joey's like, I just egged people. I was like,
my friend who was older than me at the time, like 2 or 3 years older than me, was like, dude, we're not doing it for the candy. We're doing it to fucking wreak havoc in the neighborhood. Oh, and he just handed me like a packet of eggs. And I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? And he's like, throw them.
Joey was the danger.
Throw them
child.
At the house. I didn't even like try and get candy from
Joey
the house.
Just admitting to destroying public property.
The statute of limitations has passed, gone. Yeah. He can't be arrested for this anymore. Yeah. He's free to talk about his crime.
That was great. Like, I guess though, like my friend didn't tell me about like why we would throw the eggs. It's like, because that was the whole trick part, right? So you'd go up to a house.
There was no choice in this. There's no trick or
you,
trick.
No, so you would go up, to a house.
This is like Milgram's experiment in action.
So you go
My mate told me.
So you go up to a house, right? You do the whole trick or treat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, they'd be nice enough to give you some candy. Then you were like, all right, cool, let's go to the next house.
If they didn't,
oh
my fucking God.
There were some people, because trick or treating was just not a thing in Australia. Some people just did not like, wouldn't have it like at all. Like they were like, I don't want these fucking kids coming up to my doorstep
about to teach him a
asking for candy, right? So some people were really fucking rude about it, right? Like they'd just open the door the moment they would see some kids dressing up. They just fucking slammed the door.
Fuck,
right?
Bro.
And that was the time when the eggs came loose. So you what you would do? So what you would do is you'd fucking, you know, if they fucking rudely shut the door on you, you'd run back onto the street and just chuck a couple of eggs at the door.
How,
right?
How many eggs did you bring with you?
So my friend had like 3 dozens eggs, right? So like it was enough for like maybe like, you know, a street or two. But the problem, right, was when my friend told me about this revelation.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me when to throw the eggs exactly. So what I ended up doing was just, I would just stand in the middle of the street and just fire eggs at every house I saw.
Did anyone chase you?
Without even going up to the door.
You're an idiot.
I didn't have any candy with me. I was like, oh, sick. I can throw these?
How old are you?
It's like maybe 12.
Oh my God.
So I just like let loose about like a dozen eggs before my friend was like, what are you doing? You have to like, You have to try for the candy first.
Literally just fucking drive by the fucking neighborhood.
Did nobody come out and like fucking slap you?
I mean, I just run away before that happened.
Bro,
sounds like a Monty Python skill or something. You're like, bro, you want to go trick or treating? Sure. And you're like the one weird kid.
Here's some eggs.
your mom asked you to go trick or treating with the neighbor's kid. The neighbor's kid. Yeah, it's like, yo,
I got some eggs.
I think half of the illusion that was so enticing about watching it on TV about trick or treat is that like American candy just looked cool.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah.
British candy and British sweets just looked like boring.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I never like enjoyed it, because it was just like, well, what am I getting? Just like the most basic British sweets. Anyway.
No, we have some awesome candy in Australia.
We have like a Dairy Milk, and then America would be like, we have the toxic apple bottom or something. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? That's awesome.
Yeah, but then you'd hear about the elusive, what is it? The what's the fucking cone shaped like corn flavored fucking things? Candy corns. Yeah.
What's that?
You've definitely seen it, because you see it in cartoons all the time. It's the one candy that all the kids are like, ew, candy corn. It's like a white and orange cone shaped thing. And apparently it tastes like garbage. Oh, I've never tried that. Americans can probably vouch that. Every American I've talked to about candy corns, I don't think I've met a single person that said that they liked it.
Huh.
This episode is sponsored by Babbel. Gentlemen, what if we could dub our own trash taste in Spanish?
You're joking.
I'm not. Because today's sponsor is Babbel, one of the best language apps that can get you speaking any language in just 3 weeks.
Oh my God. Besides Spanish, you can choose from Russian, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Danish, Dutch, Indonesian, Norwegian, Polish, Swedish, and Turkish.
That's a lot of languages.
Lessons on Babbel are designed by real language teachers, so forget about machine learning AI algorithms.
Aside from lessons, they have podcasts, games, videos, and live classes with top teachers. They're confident in their award-winning technology that they have a 20-day money-back guarantee.
I don't know about you boys, but I'm hoping to travel more next year in 2022, so maybe now's the time to pick up a new language using Babbel.
So if you want to start speaking a new language too in 3 weeks, click the link in the description to get 65% off your subscription.
So if you want to get your hands on Babbel, click that link in the description down below. And thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode.
Back to the show.
No, I can't believe you just fucking egged your entire neighborhood, Joey.
There's a reason why I only did it once.
Joey was a little rascal.
He did it once. Joey's one trick-or-treating experience.
Bro, he sent them a message. Bro. He doesn't need to come back. He made it.
I don't need the fucking candy. No, because, I just want to wreak havoc.
No, because it's people like you. Why my city during Halloween when I was growing up, we went through like an egging epidemic, right? Like literally, like we like in our local supermarkets and Tesco's and everything, we literally had to stop selling eggs during Halloween, right?
Oh yeah, they did that.
Really? Too many fucking kids would start egging our houses.
They did that in Swansea as well. I went because but it was from the university students, not the kids. Yeah.
No, you needed to like during Halloween, you needed to buy ID for like three things: cigarettes, alcohol, and eggs.
Hide your eggs. Here they come.
You didn't have like TP. House, Jerry. That's like
with the toilet rolls.
That seems like the more annoying ass one.
Yeah, I saw people on my street doing that. No. But I was like, you guys do the TP, I'll cover it with eggs. Oh, okay. I'll make the toilet paper extra sticky. No.
It's like a tar and feather. Like, yeah. You put the sticky substance on, then put something to apply it.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
We're just revealing that Joey's like a domestic terrorist right now. What is going on here?
Joey's a criminal, man. Joey's a hardened criminal.
I only did it once. Yeah, we're socially pressured.
Bro, when Joey goes back to Australia, they're going to arrest him at the border. We finally got him.
I don't want to try to say this, you egged some houses.
Decades-long case can be put to rest.
Yeah, because like it must be a similar experience to what England went through as well. Because Halloween to me was like such a always like it wasn't a holiday. It was like a half a holiday. You know, it was something that we acknowledged existed, but no one did anything for Halloween.
Yeah,
you know. And I would be interested. Have you spent Halloween in like America or anything before?
I want to.
It looks so fun over there.
I think I have.
I've experienced 3/4 of Julys in America.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happens every year. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I don't really count 4th of July because every 4th of July for me is like hungover as fuck because it's always the last day of AX. So I'm just like, ugh, freedom, fucking.
The scariest 4th of July experience I had though was in LA. And one of my friends who lives in LA took me to this like coffee shop that one of his friends owns in downtown LA. Mind you, fireworks are going off all fucking day, right? Like you wake up to that shit. Fourth of July. And he was like, yeah, we should go like get some coffee, you know, at downtown LA. It's the first time I've ever been to like proper downtown LA.
Right.
Like very scary.
Yeah.
So I'm there just drinking coffee in front of my mate's coffee shop. And you know, people are like doing fireworks out in the street or whatever. And I'll never forget it. Like the owner of the coffee shop, like comes right up to me. And he's like, you know that if it doesn't echo, it's a gunshot, right? And I was like, great coffee, I'm gonna go.
He gave you a fair piece of advice.
I don't feel safe in this city.
Is that right how he started the conversation?
He started the conversation. I'm like, I want, you know, I was like, I was gonna like warm it up, you know, being like, how are you? How did you come to run this coffee shop?
Yeah.
You know, who are all these people in front of the store? Are they all your mates? No. He literally gave me like a, you might get shot, warning, right from the get-go.
Speaking of shots, I think the best holiday is the fact that we have Guy Fawkes Day.
That's a fucking awesome holiday. Is that a holiday?
It's a holiday.
Is that a proper holiday?
I'm pretty sure it's a holiday.
I don't think it is a holiday. It's just a day of remembrance.
It's a holiday in my heart. I think in the British
population. It's a holiday worth celebrating.
I think in the British population's heart, it's a holiday.
Yeah.
The fact that we fucking celebrate some dude trying to blow up our parliament, that's amazing.
Cool.
Like,
yeah,
we,
that is pretty what, cool.
So if you haven't heard of Guy Fawkes, he was a guy who tried to blow up the British parliament and failed. And we celebrate that by lighting a shit ton of fireworks in celebration.
V for Vendetta, right?
Literally V for Vendetta.
What other country that celebrates a terrorist act happened on itself? This man was finna gonna blow up one of the most important buildings, and we're like, dude, that's
and everyone's like, yeah!
Bro, let's celebrate that, man.
Wait, do you guys wear the Guy Fawkes mask?
No, that's
something that happened from the fucking movie.
And
fucking Warner Brothers gets a cut of every mask sold.
Did you really?
Yeah, they have the rights to that mask.
Wow,
bro, no one wears that mask, and everyone just goes to the supermarket, buys as much fireworks as they can, and then you all just judge your
I
friends.
I can't believe Anonymous is supporting a corporation. Like that.
isn't that what's ironic? Is that when you buy these masks, you're fucking supporting Warner Brothers? Like, like that's so weird.
Funny.
Right?
You never, I wonder if they ever thought about that. They're yeah. like, it's going against guys, everything guys. We stand for.
Like Warner Brothers, like, yeah, bro, keep going. Keep going. Like, Guy Fawkes mask. Like that wasn't a thing when we were a kid. There was no Guy Fawkes mask.
No, there wasn't a Guy Fawkes mask. It literally started after V for Vendetta. Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't a thing.
So wait, he didn't actually wear that mask?
No.
That was a mask that was modeled after him, basically. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Or like a caricature.
He had a sick face.
Yeah.
I've been lied to. I thought he actually wore that mask.
What?
Because my only like exposure to Guy Fawkes is V for Vendetta.
Bro, Google Guy Fawkes, man. IRL photo. IRL Tinder profile, some shit. I don't know. Right. Bro, I just love the fact that we celebrate that. I just can't, like, I don't understand how that came about. Like, who decided that was going to be like a thing?
I don't understand how that came about.
Guy Fawkes' real face. Oh, yeah. Okay.
To be fair, if any country would celebrate the downfall of its own government other than French people.
Yeah.
It's British people, for
now,
sure.
If that isn't drip, I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's man. The thing, man.
That, like, that is fucking
when
drip.
When that guy
look
walks
that,
into your house with a barrel full of explosives, you're almost like, go ahead, man. Look at this.
Bro, roll out the red carpet.
Bro, where are we putting it, bro? You want to light it? Like, he looks so fucking clean, man.
Yeah, that is a clean. Yeah, okay. I can see where the mask comes from then, sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. There you go.
What about Easter? Do you guys celebrate Easter? Do you do anything for Easter?
I used to.
Chocolate,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I did actually. Like, our family did. So, like, it would just be like a family gathering, though. So, where we get like a bunch of like our cousins and whatnot.
Oh, we didn't celebrate it at all.
But, like, it changed from when I was a kid to when I was an adult. So, when I was a kid, I would, every Easter, I would go to my grandma's house and she would hide like a bunch of like Easter egg chocolates all over the house, right? Yeah. So, me and my sister would like look for it. But now, as an adult, I do that for my younger cousins now.
Oh, that's cute.
So it's like, it's kind of like a cycle. But we're not like, you know, religious or anything about it. It's just like, oh, cool.
Just get in a circle. Eat a bunch of fucking eggs.
Eat a bunch of chocolate, block your arteries and have a good time.
What about Thai holidays? Is there any Thai holidays? Thai holidays you know of?
There is. I haven't lived in Thailand for a while. Yeah. So obviously like the king's birthday. Yeah. And everything like that. I'm going to not say anything in case I say something.
Yeah, I heard. I heard.
I know there's like Thai. Oh, I need to talk about Thai New Year's. Fucking our Thai New Year's. Yeah. So Thai New Year's fucking slaps. Okay, so Thai New Year's is like fucking April. It's called Songkran. And basically it's Songkran.
Okay, you said that like so fast.
Sorry. Like, and basically, so it's like, it is Thai New Year's is when like the Thai calendar flips over. And during our New Year's, it's like the hottest time of the year, right? So it's fucking-
I thought you meant that like figuratively then.
No.
It's the hottest time of the year. It's the hottest time of the year.
Everyone's got their drip out. I mean, it is figuratively as well, right?
No, instead he meant we are literally on fire.
The country is literally on fire because it's like deep in
figuratively
like-
Figuratively and metaphorically.
It is like a book,
like it's the hottest time of the year.
Yeah, no, so that's how we celebrate, right? Is the entire country has a massive water fight. It's fucking insane. It's fucking great. I remember the first time we were in Thai New Year's when Sydney was there, she was like, what's going on? I was like, oh shit, it's Songkran. So what we do is you go on a street, you buy like the nearest fucking water gun and you just start shooting strangers and they shoot you back.
That's
you're like,
awesome.
They're like people you get-
shot.
Sorry?
You were like, and you just shot.
Basically, you just-
You've seen it with the bidet, the scotty gun.
Basically, so you just start firing, and it's the only socially acceptable time in the world where you go out on the street, and you better be prepared to get wet because like you can't
it's
go
like
out on the
spring break.
That actually sounds so fucking.
That
fun.
Does sound fun. That
yeah.
Does
so they're like, I mean, also it is like pretty dangerous as well. It can get pretty dangerous because like there are people even on like fucking motorcycles. You see people on motorcycles, and the driver's like just doing the driver's driving, and they have like a passenger who's like doing a drive by. Of people on the street. Bro. And I'm just like, this could go very badly.
It's like Thai GTA.
I remember one fond childhood memory is like, during tiny years, like I went to visit my family. Yeah. And so we start having a water fight in our house, right? And right. so then we were having a fun water fight. And then my big cousin rocks up in like a trailer truck and he goes, "Get in, boys. We're gonna start shooting some people." So we just like all jump in this truck and like drive around the village and just like start spraying people. And I'm just like, dude, that is just like as a kid, childhood peaks there, man.
I have two questions. One, right. can you bring in like insane gear, like the Nerf collection, like the Super Soaker XL Gatling Gun edition of water? Like, can you?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
like people go that ham.
Some people like are prepared. Some people like don't even that. Some people just bring out a fucking hose. They're just
a pressure washer. You're like, be gone. Just fucking tearing off people's skin. And number two, what is the significance of this day? I understand that we're squirting each other. What's going on? What's the point?
It's a Thai New Year, and I don't know.
But why? Why are we squirting each other?
I don't know. I just assume it's because it's like the hottest time of the year. I don't actually know the history behind it, but I assume it's because it's the hottest time of the year.
You got a sick water fight. Yeah. He's complaining.
You want to cool
off the people. It's
just, the entire country just wants to cool the fuck down for like a little bit before they go back to burning.
Man, I wish we had something like that in Wales. We've been like one day that I know of, which is like the Welsh.
We have that in Australia.
Really?
It's called New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay, fine. We have like-
It's hot as shit, New Year's Eve.
Fine, we have just like the only Welsh holiday I know that I can remember is just like the 1st of March is Dydd Gwyl Dewi, which is just St. David's Day.
What do you do for that?
I don't know. Just like eat leek.
What are your heart's name, Iku?
Bro, we legit.
Eat leek.
We eat leek.
Yeah.
I remember, right? So here's what we do. Here's POV, right? POV, you're at the sickest event of the year. You could be at Garn's water fight, I sleep. Or picture it, you could be in school singing all the sick hymns, huh? Right? And then you got your little badge that's a leek or a daffodil. It's one of the two. You attach it to your little thing. And you wear red. I don't know why you wear red. Uh-huh. And then you
eat some leek.
Leek soup? Leek soup? Leek soup, anybody? Anybody? And
sounds like a banging event.
Yeah. I don't know what else we did. We used to like hike. I already know understand the significance.
Hike day?
Now that I got a little older, I understand it's an excuse to get a bit drunk, which is good.
Yeah. As you get older, that's just the excuse in every public holiday.
I wish I remembered what this saint did. I don't know. Do saints have to do anything?
Something to do with leeks?
Do they have to do anything?
I don't know.
Can you just become a saint?
Did he discover the leek?
Perhaps he figured out some bomb-ass recipes with the leek. I don't know.
It's like, what if we turn this into a soup?
Hold the phone. I don't know, actually. I don't really know why we do it, but we celebrate.
That's me and like most holidays. I'm just like, a lot of holidays, I'm like, I don't know why we do it, but
that's most holidays here.
People are getting drunk. Yeah.
That's most holidays here. It's like, what the fuck do I do on Ocean Day? No one's at the ocean. Because it's cold as shit.
Why is it called Ocean?
I don't know. We have another one called Shore Day. Shore is the like the
doors.
No, Shoji.
Oh, Shoji. Oh, right. I was like, we're celebrating doors?
Shoji is like, you know how we're in Dewa right now?
Oh, yeah.
Shoji is the two before it. But it's like, why do we still celebrate Shoji Day when it's not Shoji anymore?
Bro, that's I hate, man, that when you fill out your year, you fill out your date of birth. Sometimes in Japan, they want to know the era you were born in.
Not
the year you were born, the era.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you remember your era?
Heisei. Heisei, that's it. Yeah. I don't know.
What year though?
The one that looks like Kuru. I don't know.
I'm Heisei 6.
About 8, I think I am.
I think so.
Yeah, you guys are speaking a different language right now. I have no fucking clue.
You're probably like Heisei 2? What year were you born?
1990.
This is stupid though.
Yeah, Heisei 2.
You got to circle the fucking kanji you were born. It's like what? Why?
Sounds like astrology with extra steps.
It's like having silhouettes.
Oh, I'm Heisei Sagittarius, Gemini the 6th. What are you?
Heiseis and Reiwas don't get along.
It's every time they have a new emperor, right?
Yes.
So it's like if you go to their birthday, it's like circle the queen or king, the reigning monarch. Circle the picture of their outline.
Well, you wouldn't have a problem with that because you've seen queen for the past 80
everyone
years.
Would have Elizabeth, bro. it's easy. But when it's confusing, I'm like, which one? But it's just like, I don't get it because some government ones don't do it. Some governments do it. Can you all just decide? Why can't we use the numerics? It's easy. Yeah. Everyone likes numerics.
Yeah, what I don't understand is how universally, so we have the date, right? I believe it's on the we have the day, the month, and the year. Mm. Now, what order does that go in?
Listen, okay.
It depends on the country.
What do you do in Australia?
Day, month, month, day, year.
Oh, you do American style.
No, day, month, year.
Wait,
I don't even know anymore. Wait, what are we doing? How do we do it here?
Japan does year, month, day.
That's
which
right.
I think actually makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Right?
I disagree.
Why? Why?
Because where are you right now? You're in the day. You're in the day, and then you're in the month, and then you're in the year.
Okay, you try. Okay, you know how Japan loves documents.
Yeah.
Now try sorting documents out in your mind. How do you sort them by?
By day.
You go by
you
year.
Start with the year first.
You go by the year first, right? And that's how I know Japan chose to put the year first. Because if you put it into a like putting sorting documents in a computer, you're like.
Yeah.
Like you start off the file name with the year, it sorts out perfectly. You start off the file name with the day. It's a fucking.
You're never gonna have a time where you're gonna hear at the fucking bureaucratic office be like, Tanaka, give me all the documents that were signed on the 11th of any month and every year, just the 11th.
It's like your. I don't know how Americans do address, but you do your address right. You do your street first and your number of the apartment. Mm-hmm. You quite get bigger and bigger, right? So you ascend into. The scale, right? Australia and Australia, I think, right? You do your address of your house, like the number, the street, and then you do the county or whatever, then other town, county,
postcode. Yeah.
Japan is like the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the other way around. Yeah. So
you start with the prefecture and then the city and then the area of the prefecture and then the block of the street.
I think that makes more sense though, because like you're narrowing it down as you're searching for this address, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way I see it is that like if you're in a postal system, you're gonna like the first thing you're gonna read is the first line, right? So I think like if you look at something, you're always gonna look at the first line. If I'm a manager delivering letters, I'm gonna be working in like fucking Hokkaido anyway, right? Yeah, I don't even know that I'm working in Hokkaido. These letters are all Hokkaido. Like I'm just gonna look at the number. All right, here you go. You know, I don't know.
I guess.
On the flip side though, but I think we can both agree. Why Americans? Why'd you put the month first?
Yeah, that. Okay,
why?
That is weird.
Why?
This is the meme. Like trash taste. We get confused with everything. The one thing we agree on: shitting on America. I love America. But what's going on with
that?
That
is weird.
What's going on?
Why? In what logical sense does that make sense? You know, why would you put the month first over the day or the year? Because it always fucks me up when I buy a new PC and it tells me like it I set the date and it's always like the month first. What if it's like. The 11th of the 11th, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm literally confused as to what the format is because like the day isn't large enough to dictate if it's a month or a day.
Well, at the same time, they do that and yet they call it 4th of July, not July 4th. So I'm like,
I never thought about that.
So I'm like, why would you not call it July 4th?
I think some people call it July 4th, but I think
I've never heard of
July 4th.
Everyone's called it 4th of July.
Yeah.
Maybe 4th of July.
Yeah.
July 4th sounds like, feels dirty.
That doesn't, you know?
just feels wrong.
That doesn't seem to be
I'm
any,
not even American and I'm like.
You know, maybe there's some reason why, but just from a normal zero understanding of background, like it does seem to make no sense for the month. First, then the day, because you're not even doing in some order. You're just completely like you're just like shuffling it.
Yeah,
like putting the year second. That feels like something America would do. It's like day, day, what? Day, year,
the 11th of 1994, October.
May as well. You've already chose anarchy. Why stop now?
I'm sure there's a reason why.
There's probably a reason why. I'm just too dumb.
I'm sure we just want it to be different. I feel like there's a lot of things with America, like the imperial versus metric system.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like there are just some things where America just decided this is the way we're going
to
do things.
Okay, but you have to admit, I think the UK, I don't know about Australia, but I think UK is the worst.
Oh no, UK is fucking awful as well.
Because we mix. It's like, what are you doing? The absolute state of this country.
No, in Australia, it's all metric.
Yeah.
The only time in Australia where we would ever use the imperial system is when we're talking about like basketball player heights.
I, like every time I shit on the American imperial system, they're like, what's miles per hour? Well, and I'm like, I would like to retract my statement. my country is just as stupid.
I refuse to use the imperial system. I will not use it. I will go out of my way to avoid using
because
it.
Because it's so inconsistent.
I think that the more you just kind of like, I don't know, I want to be like, all right, I'm not going to change this. I'm one man. I can't change.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, if I have my way and other people adopt it too, maybe things will change eventually. I left the country, so maybe not. But to me, it's like.
But I like the metric system because it's like, it works in increments of tens, right? Yeah. It's like 10, 100, 1,000. Meanwhile, in America, it's like 3 inches to the yard. God knows how many, 3 inches to the foot. I think it's like 16
four teddy winkles in a meter. Oh, this land looks like it's about penguin flops large. Yes, four penguin flops large, it seems to be. No, I mean, okay, the UK is the worst. Here's why, right? Because in America, at least they've decided that pounds is a system they're going to use to measure weight, right?
Yeah.
In the UK, we decided, no. We need pounds and stones.
Stone.
Yeah. And it's like, this is the dumbest shit ever. And it's the reason why I hate watching like weight loss TV shows in the UK. Because they just hit me with these fucking metrics that I can't understand.
Yeah.
They're like, Tim was 12 stone, 18 pounds. No, that doesn't make sense. Tim was 12 stones and 12 pounds. He's now down to 11, sir. What does that mean? I don't know.
Wait, how many pounds to a stone?
16.
No, it's like 14, I think. Is it? Are you sure?
All I know is losing a stone of weight is an impressive feat. That's just what I know.
I don't know.
How many pounds to a stone?
Is it 16? I swear it's not 16.
One stone is 14 pounds.
I told you, 14. Yeah.
Eat shit, Ashley.
The fact checker got fact checked straight up.
Checkmate.
Yeah, I remember.
We're firing Ashley when we're hiring Siri.
Okay, hiring but here's the question then.
Okay.
How much is a pound?
Because in my head, it
makes no fucking sense. Because for us, it's kilograms and grams.
The only time I ever get a frame of reference is when I go to the gym and both the machines have the kilogram and the pounds. And I'm kind of like, I'm like, oh, just a little bit of studying. I'm trying to figure it out.
because every time like an American comes up to me, he's like, oh man, I'm so fat. I'm like 130 pounds. I'm like,
That's not fat. That's good. That's good.
I don't. It seems a lot to me.
You're just spouting out numbers.
Yeah, 130 right. Seems a lot in my world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird as well because like, you know, because I'm under 6 foot, I want to abolish the whole 6 foot. Let's go to centimeters. That sounds good, right? Like, let's go to that.
I mean, I never used feet or inches until I started dating Aki. Because I told her, I'm like, how tall are you, Aki? And she's like, oh, I'm like 5 foot. I'm like, that means nothing to me.
I didn't start using feet until everyone on the internet started using feet.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, why do people on the internet use feet? It's just something that universally, no one says their height in centimeters on the internet, even though a lot of the world do use centimeters.
It's because every time you do, there's going
to
be at least one American in the reply being like, can you use the imperial system, please?
So I've had to, I literally did not know how tall I was in feet until I went on the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is part of the internet. It's learning your height in foot, apparently.
And then like, okay, so when you cook, right?
Yeah.
If you get a cooking book from 40 years ago in the UK, it'll all be in ounces. If you get a cookbook now in the UK, it'll be in grams and liters, right?
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Right? So
that's not an issue because none of us cook.
I agree. But what I'm saying is the consistency is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like nobody said.
What if you used the cookbook, Connor?
When I tried to cook, it didn't work out because I couldn't follow the book.
Because I didn't know what an ounce was.
Do you have like a what's it called? Like, I don't even know what's it called. Like a measuring weight thing?
Like a measuring like a kitchen scale?
A scale. That's what I was talking about.
Go on, try to prove he's not a drug dealer.
Do you have a scale?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I have kitchen scales.
Yeah,
you have kitchen scales because Aki cooks, though.
Yeah.
That seems like a good thing to have. I don't know. Sometimes it comes in useful.
Have you ever used it?
Yeah. Not for cooking.
Not to pack my drug.
Sometimes there's things that like I want to measure something that is not heavy enough to put on my actual scales.
Like what?
Because it won't, I don't know, just like maybe it's, I don't know.
Like certain powder.
Dun, 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 dun. Like what are you measuring?
That, there's been things. There's been things. I can't remember what though.
Salt.
So it's really annoying that it's inconsistent with that we change randomly. Nobody said that we had to change to grams and liters for cooking. Mm. We just did.
Yeah.
But then we didn't change miles because all the signs are in miles. So that's not going to change.
Yeah, I've always wondered why do you guys still measure it in miles per hour?
No idea, because you know.
Because you don't. Do you measure distance in miles?
We do, actually.
Yeah,
really?
We do. Yeah.
So it's really confusing because I remember that we. It's really strange because we're in the EU and we were for a long time, but then like we refused to do anything. And if you go to any of these countries, it's all in kilometers.
Yeah.
Sometimes, some countries. Mm-hmm. It's a mess. It's such a mess.
Yeah.
And although if you learn science or anything in the UK, you learn the SI units, which is all, which obviously
or Kelvin and
or meters.
Meters.
Oh,
meters.
I was like,
everything goes into you know, nicely into.
Yeah, but that's the same in America as well. They teach you.
Not always. Sometimes they do.
Really?
Some. I don't know if they
even
still,
in the sciences.
I don't know if they still do it, but some places do because some. Okay, because when I was in university as well, I was doing engineering. Mm. Some of the older papers they gave me. Did you have this?
Yeah.
Where some of them were like, can you figure it out in pounds per inch, like force?
Oh, pounds per square inch.
And that was older questions.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
Yeah, and I'm like, this formula is complicated enough as it is. And you want me to convert that into pounds to inches? Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Every time I heard pounds per square inch in Mythbusters episodes, I was like, I'm just going to give up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to assume it's a lot.
I don't know if they do in America. Are you hand up? Oh, I think your hand is up. Can you check if they still teach it in America and universities?
I just know there was a famous case where.
Yeah, the NASA. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Hubble Space Telescope, right?
Right.
No. It was a Mars mission. It was like a fucking $1 billion mission or something. And it got fucked up and burned up in the Mars atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because the teams designing it couldn't agree on whether they were using imperial units or metric units.
I think they just miscoordinated.
Yeah, they miscoordinated. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So that's, you know, probably the most expensive fuck up to do with. to do with the measuring system.
That doesn't convince you to go metric. I don't know why.
If you go to a pool.
Flat Earth is celebrating right now.
if you go to a pool in the UK. Oh, it's a 25 meter pool.
Yeah.
It's 2 meters deep.
Yeah.
Oh, how far is the journey to the 2 meter pool? Oh, it's 1 mile away. It's like, can we just fucking decide?
It's
like we've made this weird fucking system where we just can't fucking decide what's going to be used where.
Yeah.
And it's totally up to whoever is the governing body of that thing that they decide. And then that's the thing. But nobody seems to have an issue with all these these metric and imperial units mixing. And then there was a thing in the UK recently, and I'm pretty sure it was just outrage bait to like get people to be outraged about something that wasn't like super shady. They were trying to get attention off. It was like, we're going to bring back the imperial units. And everyone's like, but why? why would we do that?
Yeah.
But then we use Celsius. We don't use Fahrenheit. So we don't use that.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, can we just fucking decide?
That's also another thing I just can't stand every time I go to America.
Okay, to be honest, the one thing that pisses me off the most of any unit and is the most frustrating unit is ounces in America. Because because
they're different in
because it's
America,
fluid ounces and ounces. Yeah. So the bag of Doritos is a 16 ounce bag or something.
I'm like, yeah.
What does that mean? This is like magic to me. I genuinely don't understand. This is genuinely like a RuneScape quest. I can't figure this shit out.
This might as well be an elven.
I don't know.
You got two engineers here and we can't fucking figure it out.
I barely have some semblance of what an ounce is. I can roughly figure out what an ounce is. What the fuck is fluid?
I have no fucking clue what a fluid or standard ounce is.
It could be a super
easy. You know how much you guys weigh in ounces?
What?
I don't know what I weigh in pounds.
Why do you know that?
I don't. I was just.
I don't even know what I weigh in kilograms right now. I don't measure my weight.
I do, unfortunately.
Do you know?
Out of shape. That's what I am.
Oh, you must have measured yourself when you did the thingy test, right? The medical test.
Oh, like a year ago.
Yes, things change.
Yeah, I've gained weight.
It's creeping up. We've got our next medical test.
I was like scheduled. 76 kilograms, I think. Okay. I'm probably not that anymore, but I don't know what that is in pounds or ounces.
Built different, bro. Built different.
I have no idea.
The thing is now I know my height in feet more than I remember it in centimeters.
I know them both.
I'm like, I think I'm 182 or 3 centimeters, but I'm not 100% sure just because I haven't said it in so long.
Well, you are taller than me slightly and I'm 181, so that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to be more than 1 centimeter taller than you, right?
Probably. So you're probably 183.
Okay.
176 or something?
176.
You're not that short. You're not that much shorter than me.
Look at this guy. I'm 180.
Imagine being below 6 feet.
That's me, bro. That's me.
Imagine being below 180.
I don't even know if 181 is 6 feet or not.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it is, right?
Yeah.
It's like just 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't even know. I don't know, it's weird.
This video is sponsored by Harry's. Guys are hard to shop for, but whoever you're buying a gift for, they'll probably want something practical. And this year is the year to give him Harry's. There's no better gift than the limited edition holiday shave sets featuring the award-winning Winston handle plus handsome and ready-to-gift packaging for an amazing unboxing moment. Books are great, ties are great, socks are fine, but let's be honest, every guy like me and you wants a razor. We're going to be using that every single day. I used Harry's this morning and I got a beautifully clean shave. Harry's is the gift that just keeps on giving. The sharp, long-lasting blades are less than $2 each. You beautiful listeners can get $5 off their limited edition Harry's shave set by going to harrys.com/trash. They also have a 100% quality guarantee, so if you don't like it, you can always return it with a full refund. So what are you waiting for? Go and get Harry's this holiday season. You can get $5 off and free shipping off the Harry's holiday limited shave set by going to harrys.com/trash. See you guys, back to the episode.
Going back on the topic of holidays, though,
uh-huh.
One big part of, you know, holiday culture, gift giving. How do you bros feel about that?
I hate it.
I fucking, yes, Joey.
I fucking hate it. It is like, I don't normally feel pressure.
Yeah.
Until Christmas rolled. Like this time of year.
What pressures you? What makes you feel bad about it?
Because I don't want to take the time and spend money on something that in the back of my mind, I might think, this person might not even like it.
I absolutely despise buying gifts.
Yeah.
And most of that is because-
Surprise gifts, I especially hate. Like-
What do you mean?
As in like, I don't mind-
Well, Joey, it's funny you say that.
Joey, check under your chair right now because there's a new Lamborghini.
But like, no, like-
Never becomes friend with Mr. Beast.
Yeah, right. Even though I am. But it's like, I hate, I don't mind giving a gift to someone if I know that they have told me, oh, I really want this thing.
Yeah.
Or if they're like next to me, for example, if you and I were out shopping and you said, oh, I really want this thing, then I'll be like, and I know your birth thing is coming up.
Yeah.
Then I'll buy it for you because I know that that'll be a gift that you like. Because I have confirmation of that.
Yeah.
But I hate buying gifts for like family members or friends that I haven't seen in a really long time, or maybe I don't even know all that well personally.
Yeah.
And being like, fuck, what does this person even want right now? What does this person even like? How much money should I spend? Like, how much is too cheap? How much is too expensive? And it's like this mental gymnastics you have to do to figure out the perfect gift, right?
I get decision fatigue buying shit for myself. Like fucking like multiply that by like fucking 50 or how many gifts I have to buy for Christmas. And I like one day of Christmas shopping and I'm like conked out for the week, man.
I barely buy shit for myself, let alone other people. It's like
you hate gift giving, but like doesn't it feel like good when you like nail a gift? You're like,
It does feel good. But it also feels good when you win at a game of craps, right? It's like it's a gamble.
Craps? What's craps?
Craps.
What's that?
It's a gambling game.
What?
Card game.
What's craps?
Don't worry about craps. We're talking about gift giving.
Well, I want to play craps. Okay.
No, it is a great feeling. Oh, but like, I find that you only are able to like achieve that feeling like once every like 50 gifts or something like that. You know, that's because there's only so many gifts where like it is just the perfect gift where you're just like, where you see their face lights up and you're just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That was worth it, you know?
No, yeah. I like giving gifts. It's fun.
Well, like, what if it's a gift that you find out that person didn't even really like or doesn't even use or, you know?
It's not the point. One time Maylene got me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Is Maylene listening?
Okay. No.
Maylene got me for my birthday. She got me something I already had.
Oh, really?
She got me a piece of JoJo merch that I already owned.
Oh, right.
No. I didn't mind. To me,
it's the thought that counts, right?
I know that's all, you know, all nonsense. You know, I can't buy thoughts. Can't do anything with it. But like, I genuinely appreciated that they'd gotten something that, I mean, clearly it was a good gift because I already bought it. Like, I wanted it, right?
I
didn't mind because to me it was like, I don't care that they bought me a gift. I cared that they cared to get me a gift.
Right.
So if I get you a gift, it means I like you.
No, I get that, but like I'm talking more about like the practicality standpoint.
Right. I'm talking about to me I feel like that social pressure, right? Because I want to make the other person feel like I care and I'm thinking about them, which is the entire point I do it. Mm. But on the opposite end, it's fucking terrifying for me because sometimes you you see a person, you're just like, I have no idea what the fuck to buy for you. Yeah. But you're like, I care about you, but yeah. I have no
I
idea.
I want to buy just something.
Like wine, how, if you know, you can always default to wine.
Yeah, but like, you know, you can always default to wine and whatever, but like that's like the default gift, you know? Yeah. You know, that's like the adult equivalent of socks, you know? Like,
I don't want to give all of my friends whiskey and wine, right? Like, I don't want to go down to, like, I want to be a little more original about it, you know?
Like Christmas rolls around, bring out the wine fridge. All right.
I was like, what did Joe get me this year? Oh, more wine. Ooh, yeah.
I would like
that's it. Why I think like the Japanese concept of New Year's Eve money is so big brain to me.
Yeah.
Right? Because in Japan, we have this thing called otoshidama, where adults usually, or parents or grandparents, right? They give their younger like family members money, right? Like basically pocket money, but like on a much bigger scale. Usually it's like, you know, upwards of like $100, right? Yeah. Depending on the family. But that just in Japan, just the thought of I am giving this money to you because I care about you and your family. That's the gift already. Yeah.
But money becomes the gift, right? So it's everyone gives money, right?
No. The gift is that I am thinking about you, and it's the process of giving the money.
But everyone gives money, right?
Yeah.
So then now it becomes a thing of. But how much money am I going to get?
but it's
expected that you're getting money and you're everyone's getting money and you're a kid. You're going to be like, how much money did you get?
No, for me, it was like-
I mean, as a kid, I would have preferred money, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, as a kid, yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't care about feelings when you're a kid. You're a kid. You want to eat shit and play Xbox.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But as an adult, like, I can't imagine that. Actually, imagine giving a fellow adult to get money as a gift.
That's like an insult.
That's kind of like an insult, isn't it?
And I know.
It's like, Joey, I know you're going through some tough times. This is a gift. I know you need
it. Into the-
Hey, bro, I heard about this credit card debt. That shit was whack. It's $20, man.
Yo, like I'd
be like, oh, sick.
Yo, like, here's my Patreon receipt. I donated to your Patreon recently.
But you mentioned, Joey, I hate to out you like this, bro. You said your dad gave you money or something for your birthday. You don't mind that?
No.
Bro, I'd be like, Mom, don't give me money.
Are you kidding? I loved it when my dad gave me money.
I don't need money, bro. Don't give me money.
He barely gave me money.
Bro, I don't need this from you, Mom and Dad. You've already paid for so much of my life. Stop giving me money. Like, give me chocolate or some shit. I don't know.
Like now as an adult.
Yeah, now as an adult, I think.
Yeah,
that
but
way.
As a kid.
I'm not aware of like how much taxes my dad has to pay.
Your dad, POV, it's 2021 Christmas. Your dad comes around, he's like, Joey, good kid you are. Take this. Gives you an envelope. It's got 200 fine Australian dollars in it.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? How do you feel?
I'm thinking, fuck it. You know how much booze I can buy with?
No! No!
Because then what I would do,
Dad,
right?
You ruined the spirit of Christmas.
No, then what I would do is I would put it back in his face by using that money to buy my dad like some wine or something, right?
I don't know, man.
I would use that gift that he has given me to give him a gift that I know my dad would like.
How long do you spend buying gifts? How long do you spend buying gifts for Christmas?
Barely any.
It does take a while. It does take a while.
Are you the kind of person who buys gifts like a month or two before the birthday or the celebration?
No, I mean, I try and do it within a reasonable amount of time, a week or two before.
Right.
Yeah, a week or two before. Yeah. Some people do like fucking months before.
Well, because I don't want to go to a store. I'm not going to a store.
Yeah.
I refuse.
Yeah.
Going into a store. I want to get everything.
Amazon
online.
Is the thing.
Guys, come on. I don't really care that much, but I also care a lot in some senses. Mm-hmm. I really want to give a good gift to show my appreciation.
Yeah.
Somebody being a good friend. You know? That's what I see. I want to say, thank my homies, the real ones.
But I would rather know what exactly it is that you want. Or at least, you know, a general idea of what you want, right? Rather than just kind of going in blindly.
I understand because we're doing good for ourselves, I think. And it becomes very hard to buy stuff for people who have money because you're like, well, God can just buy anything he wants. Joey can buy anything he wants.
I mean, it comes a point, like not even if you're like doing well or not, but like you reach a point in life where a lot of people around you are adults and people with adults have disposable income.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then it becomes, what's like the socially acceptable amount to spend on someone for a gift, right?
Yeah.
Because if you spend too much, for someone, then I feel like-
That's pressure on the other person.
I feel like that's pressure on the other person, right? Mm-hmm. Because that you spent a lot of money for an expensive gift. And like, I'm like, not that I'm like, I don't think they'll appreciate it, but I know how I feel when I receive an expensive gift. I'm just like, Oh shit! Okay, now I mean,
that's like the concept of money, essentially. Because like some people who have like they'd have like $1,000 in their entire savings, some people would blow that all in gift giving. Because that's how much it means to them. It's like money doesn't mean anything.
And not to like undermine people like that, of course. But you know, it does like weirdly. Yeah, like I completely get what Gon says, where it's like if like you know you don't, especially when it's like during a time like Christmas where you're giving each other gifts, right? Like, you know, I receive something really expensive from like, you know, a parent or something, right?
Yeah.
Then I would feel really bad being like, oh man, you spent so much money on this gift while I gave you a bottle of wine. You know?
What if that was a $10,000 bottle of wine, Joey?
Come on. But what if it was like a $20 bottle of wine, you know?
That's kind of yikes then, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless the disparity is like, a lot. Yeah. I don't think it matters. Like if you buy something for $50 and they buy something for like 150, get over it.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't matter too much, but I mean, as a uni student, I remember that was like,
night and day.
But at university, you know, at least we did, because we were all broke, we agreed on a price that like you wouldn't spend.
I like that. If you agree on a price, I like having systems in place. What scares me the most is just no rules. Everyone, it's a fucking free for all.
With Sydney or Aki, do you agree on how much you're spending on each other?
No.
You just kind of like, so Sydney could spend 200 and you could spend like a grand on her?
I guess, like theoretically.
Theoretically.
Has there ever been something like that where there's been a big gap in perceived value?
No, because I don't think we tell each other how much it was.
I mean,
I know when those Air Max Jordans, I know how much they're worth when they pop in. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. How would you feel if I got you a gift and I was like, you know how expensive that shit was?
As in, if I knew the value of it.
If
it's like something that I obviously follow, I would know. And then you would know what you paid off.
Yeah. I mean, for me in Sydney, it's different, I guess, because I know Sydney. And
no, that's why I'm asking. I
feel like I can communicate with Sydney like subconsciously. We know. We've been with each other.
There's never been an issue with gift giving and that you've one of you's bought more than the other.
No,
never.
No.
But Aki and I buy each other gifts all the time though.
Yeah.
So it's like not really an issue when it comes to like birthdays or Christmas or anything.
I mean, for me, it's just like another thing is as well is that I think I just suck at shopping. If shopping was a ranked game, I'd be bronze level. No, I'd be fucking iron, man. Me and shopping,
I would be rock. I would just be a stone.
Like me and shopping, gift giving aside, me and shopping is when I shop, I know exactly what I want. And if I don't know what I want, I'm so fucking lost. I go into a store and I'm just like,
I try really fucking hard. Because I'm so bad at knowing what my friends want.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's why I struggle a lot, but I just spend like a lot of time just thinking. Like, I'm like, all right, well, Gon mentioned this. Gon's kind of into this. You know, so I kind of run through things in my head. I'm like, I got to buy you something that you would never buy for yourself that you would appreciate someone else buying you.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how I do gifts.
Yeah.
You know,
meanwhile, for me, it's like, I have to stop myself from texting Gon saying, what do you want? what do you want for your birthday? I don't know.
I'm also not against that. If someone wants to ask me, like if someone is like, Connor, what do you want? I'm like, just send JoJo.
But there are people who are like super against that though.
I'm kind of in the middle of this. I'm like, I really appreciate giving gifts and the whole act of it. But also I understand that sometimes you can't give gifts. Sometimes you don't want to give gifts. Sometimes you don't know the person well enough, so you want to figure it out. But maybe you want to say that you're like, hey, I appreciate you being a cool friend or whatever, but I don't know you very well, but you're cool. So let me buy you something. Yeah. I don't know what you want.
Because like I do like the feeling of giving a gift, and I do think about every gift every gift I give, which is that like the issue for me is it's a skill that I suck at. I honestly really suck at it, which is why like it's when it comes to the point, which is Christmas, where I have to give gifts, I'm just like, I'm shitting myself. I'm just like, well, fuck me, man. I have to do shopping for other people, and I suck at shopping for myself, and I'm just like, well, fuck.
One thing I've come to understand as an adult about gift giving, and this is something that is an easy trap to fall into. Mm-hmm. If somebody's really into something, right, and they talk about it a lot, like I do this, this is my hobby and stuff, right? It's really easy to think that like, oh, I can just I can just buy something to do with that hobby, right?
Yeah.
That'll work out, right?
Yeah.
And that's like a terrible idea. Because if you don't understand the hobby as well as they do, you're probably not buying something that's like as useful as you think to that.
Yeah.
Because they probably have a vast knowledge of the said thing.
Yeah, and it's also a problem when like the hobby that they're talking about is also a collection that they follow, right?
So
it's
exactly.
So every time like Aki's birthday or Christmas rolls around and I'm like, oh, I can just buy her something Kingdom Hearts related. And then I remember she literally has everything Kingdom Hearts related. So I'm like, what the fuck?
It's just like if you want to buy something for them in that collection, if they already don't own it, then that's such a rarity, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen because they probably, if they don't have something that they don't already own, they already know they don't own it. And maybe they've already tried to get it and they can't. And if you can't get it, then that's a fucking banger gift. Yeah. That's happened a few times before when I'm just like, fuck yeah, man. And I can't wait to get this gift. Because you know, sometimes you just buy a gift and you just can't wait to give it, right? You know, you're just like, that's what's so magical about gift giving. But my problem is that it's so rare to find that one fucking gift, you fucking nail out of the park and you're fucking excited to give it. And it's so hard. And that's why 99% of the time I suck. And I want to do better.
What do you do? What do you normally go for?
What I normally go for?
Yeah.
Wine.
what did you get me last year? I can't remember what you got me. I don't even remember. Am I a bad friend for not remembering?
I mean, both of you don't remember. So it must not have been I remember
Evangelion tie thing. Like
the tie pin, right? Longinus.
Yeah. I wrote you that.
Because I remember the last gift I got you, which was the wine decanter.
Oh yeah, that was for your.
Oh, thank you very much. And I remember you got me. That was for your birthday. And for my birthday, you got me a cigar holding case.
Yeah, the dehumidifying box.
I got you a Kirino.
What's a Kirino?
The Orimo girl, the figurine. God.
Yeah, yeah.
I got him a Kirino figurine.
Because I remember that was the first gift I gave you guys for the first Christmas, which was, I remember I got you the JoJo figures.
Yeah. That's right.
It's hard.
It's hard. It is hard.
Because I was like, I know, it's like, I know Gon has a vague interest in this thing. I don't think he's too in deep in it.
Yeah.
So I think I can buy something to push the hobby a little more.
It's scary because as you said, if it's something that you know they're really into, and it's like, well, how are they going to feel if I get them another?
Because I want to get them something unique. I want them something unique.
I want to give them something where it's like they will look at it and go, oh, I remember when Joey gave me that.
Yeah.
But like, that's so hard.
I'm jealous of like whenever I see Malin gives gifts. Like Malin's just like fucking like challenger rank S tier gift giver, man.
Yeah.
Like sometimes she gives gifts to Sydney and I'm just like, fuck, why you gotta do me like this, Malin?
Malin gave me a JoJo umbrella. That was really good. I always wanted one.
Yeah.
Malin knew I wanted one. So she
Malin just knows.
Malin knows all like the cool, where to get all like the cool things you wouldn't normally think about. And then I'm just like, how? Like,
and meanwhile, for me, I'm like, I look on Amazon, it's not there, I give up.
I'm like, Malin, teach me. Like,
where? A pool. What do you have, a pool?
A whole pool. A
paddle pool?
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I interrupted you. I'm sorry. The poor etiquette of trash taste.
What's the most you've ever spent on a gift or ever received?
I got my mama phone. Oh, no, plane tickets. I got my
parents. Oh, yeah.
I bought my dad a $10,000car engine.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
Yeah. Cause he was like, cause he has this like 1960s Beetle, Beetle car. Cause he loves vintage cars.
Yeah, I bought my Ferrari too as well. Actually.
Yeah. and he was like, son, always starts his emails with son. Hello, son. May I borrow some money from you to buy this engine? Cause I'm trying to rebuild this Beetle. And I realized that was the moment where I realized I hadn't really given a lot of gifts to my dad growing up or anything like that. And it's always been small stuff. And it's you usually get to that age where you really start to appreciate your parents, especially when you're not living with them anymore, right? So I was just like, I'll just give it to you. Just you don't have to give me back the money. I've never seen my dad cry.
in my lifetime. And that was the moment he cried. And he was like, like, everything that's in my will aimed towards your sister, I'm rewriting it to you. You get the record collection, you get all the stuff. My sister's like, what the fuck?
give dad 10 grand.
Yeah, we'll give dad 10 grand, gets the whole will.
Big brain.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
I think that was the most I've ever spent. But like, I feel that, but that's like a gift though that I feel was like long overdue. Like that wasn't just one gift. That was like a collective gift for like all the years.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've given my parents some pretty big gifts as well. And that was just because I just wanted to show my gratitude
for
just fucking raising me and hopefully raise me right. Thank you very much, mom and dad.
Yeah, because I don't think I gave that to my dad for like a birthday or anything. I was just like, no, you know what? Just take it. It's fine.
Yeah, because like that was the time. Those are the gifts I feel where you can't wait to give away. You know, and yeah, I remember I've had a moment where I've also made my parents cry from happiness as well, or maybe hopefully shed a tear. And I'm just like, damn,
that's the best feeling.
That is the best feeling. Yeah,
that's the best feeling.
Yeah, I remember probably the most surprising gift I got actually was a PS4 from Sydney, and I remember this was back when we had just started dating, so she wasn't like working or anything. Well, she was kind of working like part-time jobs or whatever on the side, but she barely had any money to support me. So at that time, you know, I wasn't expecting too much from her. And we celebrated Christmas at their place, and she gives me like all the small presents. And then she goes, "There's one more thing." And
it's always one more
thing. There's one more thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? What, how can there be one more thing? Sydney, I know you don't make any money, okay? Like you know.
I've seen that account.
and she brings out this massive box. I was like, what is this? What is going on? And I open it up and it's a fucking PS4. And like at that time, we weren't doing so well, okay? So I was fucking aghast. Is that the right word? Flabbergasted. I don't know. I was fucking shocked, you know? I was like, it was the first time in my life that I think I was like truly just speechless. Yeah. And I remember she keeps telling me about that one moment that she gave me that gift. She's still chasing that high, man. She's chasing that high.
Never
going
to happen again. Yeah. Never gonna
happen. That hurdle is like off here.
She's chasing like every year she tries to like one up herself. We both try to like reach that moment where we give the gift that just like stuns the other person.
Oh,
and she keeps talking about that one moment, and like she's chasing the high. Yeah, you think doing cocaine is good? Nah. Give your loved one a gift that you don't expect.
That was me when Aki gave me the giant Berserk figurine.
Oh, for my man, birthday.
Like,
man,
that was man. When I was like, that's a keeper right there, boys. She knows what I want.
Yeah.
How the fuck does she even hide that gift from you?
Oh, she didn't.
Oh, okay.
So it arrived like I think like 2 weeks before my birthday. And I'm like, I don't know how she was trying to hide it from me, because I opened the door and there was seven giant fucking like boxes. There's all, and she was like, happy birthday. I wanted to keep it a secret. And I'm like, this is bigger than my room. Like how the fuck are you like expecting to hide this? And then I opened it was the fucking Berserk figure. That was great.
Bro, man, bro, that's crazy. I haven't really given any massive gifts, just because like I don't think the occasion's come up yet.
Mm. Yeah.
But my mum.
Have you ever had a moment where you gave a gift and you're like, damn, this is a good fucking feeling right
every
now.
Time I give a gift, gone.
Okay.
Every time.
Gift's a banger.
I don't miss.
Always go for that high.
Every time I get a bottle of Evian, needed. It's one of those things where as much as I'd love to be like, yeah, dude, I spent like 100 grand on this one gift, saved a kid's life. It's like, I don't know.
We'll get that one day.
Hopefully
we'll get that one day.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm going to get you for Christmas?
What are you going to get me?
Some Tesla stock.
Oh, God.
I know that's what you like nowadays,
God.
Right?
Oh, God, no. I don't want
I got you Ethereum.
can you even buy stock?
I don't know.
I bought you some NFTs. Oh, great. Oh, fucking fantastic.
I bought you an NFT on Pepe.
Investment bankers be like, yeah, bro, don't worry. I got you the biggest gift.
A solid portfolio of good stocks.
Do you think that's how people on Wall Street celebrate with each other? It's just like,
I got you some trading options in your stocks. No.
That's just such a funny image to me. Really? You bought me bonds now? You think I want bonds? Really?
In this market? Really?
At least sell some fucking Bitcoin, some fucking crypto. If you're gonna fucking
give me something. Doge now? Really? In this economy?
Oh my God. I'm also like giga lazy. So when I have an understanding with someone mutually, like that on our birthdays, that we do like lazy gifts.
Yeah.
Like me, Didas, and Emily, we always just buy each other like League of Legends skins. I don't know why. Like
you buy each other Steam games as well?
No, just League of Legends skins. We don't even play League of Legends much.
That's like negative gift giving.
Yeah, exactly. I swear to God. They give it to me on my American account. It's not, even if I were to play, I wouldn't even play on that account often. So I like the point of them buying skins for me there is like useless.
That's like me buying like a fucking 10 roll on a gacha.
Literally.
Honestly?
Don't, bro.
Don't tempt me, bro. Don't tempt me.
Bro, it's like buying Ghana a fucking U23. And me ancestry kids who can find out who to fuck.
Here's $100. Go to the casino.
It's just one of those things where we were like, we all agree we're good enough friends to buy each other gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're also very lazy, so let's not buy each other gifts that require effort.
Yeah.
My presence is a gift.
How do you min-max gift buying?
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
How do you min-max gift buying?
What do you mean? Buy everyone the same gift.
How do you optimize gift buying?
Buy everyone the same gift, easy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, this is a call. Like, if anyone has any advice on how to give cool gifts, then please teach me.
How do you be that cool guy during Christmas?
How'd you be Maylin? Yeah. I could just ask Maylin, but
pay
I don't think she-
attention to everyone and listen carefully to what
pay
they say.
Attention, that sounds like so much effort.
Now, why do you think I became a YouTuber?
Oh, I don't listen to myself.
You gotta listen?
Yeah, so I don't pay attention.
You think I don't like the sound of my own voice? Come on, guys.
I edit my own videos.
Just don't buy me something I can win in a crane game, please, I beg of you. I got enough of that.
What if I take you to a crane game and I win it in front of you?
No, that's even worse.
But this is the experience, dude.
Why would I want to watch you win my prize? Let me win my prize. That I pay for it. I don't know.
I want Darren Brown to teach me. You know, I remember when I saw that episode. So Darren, I don't know if we've talked about this exact episode before, but we've talked about Darren Brown, who is a mentalist, right? Yeah. And he has this one episode where, Simon Pegg comes in? That's the name of the celebrity, right?
The ginger guy.
Yeah. Simon Pegg. Yeah. So he comes in and he talks about gift giving, and Darren Brown goes, instead of thinking about what gift to buy someone, he buys someone a gift and convinces them that that's the gift he wants. And that's just like, that's like giga brain, man. That's what I need to learn.
Yeah, man. Just go through the whole PhD, become one of the best in the world. Yeah, dude. Good luck, Gon.
I'll fucking do it. I'll fucking do it. Just become a good gift giver.
Spend 9 years in college to become the best gift giver.
So he bought him a BMX, right? I can't do the clip justice because I think it's to do with like NLP where he gives Simon Pegg a speech, huh?
I forgot to say NFT. Yeah.
So he gives Simon Pegg a speech, and the speech includes some, it's like subtle suggestion of what he should have or what he should want as a gift, right? And he reveals afterwards what he said and why everything he said leads into him wanting a BMX bike.
Mm. This kind of sounds like bullshit to me. No one's going to convince me I want a BMX bike. I feel like this is going to be hard to convince me.
I mean, I won't say no to a BMX bike.
I know you won't, Joe. You'll tear that shit up, bro. He'll hit the park.
Bro, when's the last time you rode a BMX bike?
When I was 12, I don't know.
Like, you don't miss that?
No.
You don't?
No.
I really miss it.
Wait, did you never go through like the skater BMX bike, that kind of phase? You know,
I was raised in the 90s.
You never want to relive a bit of that childhood? Yeah. Never?
No.
Never?
You don't want to relive the,
You
don't want to relive the I thought Tony Hawk was God phase?
Tony Hawk still is God, what do you mean?
Yeah, so why would you not want to go on a BMX again?
Or a skateboard.
Or a skateboard.
I don't care. I didn't really like them.
I feel it was just the god of extreme sports in general.
I liked the idea of it as a kid. When I tried it, I was shit at it and I didn't enjoy it. So I was like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm going to go back inside. I hurt myself. I'm going to go back and play Xbox.
Owie.
I was just like, broke my leg. I saw my friend snap his ankle in half. I think I'm going to go back inside and play Mario Brothers. I think I'm okay.
I'm going to go back inside and play Tony Hawk.
I really liked Tony Hawk, but I couldn't skate for my life, man.
Yeah.
Playing Tony Hawk was funner than actual skating.
Yeah, not true.
Offensive gun, but yeah, you strike me as the kind of guy who could not skate. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Garn is like the antithesis of I would not feel comfortable on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Really?
You do give off that vibe. I don't know why.
What about me?
Because I feel like, you know, back in the day, there's no 10-hour YouTube tutorials for you to watch to get on the fucking board. Don's like, mother, there's no tutorials. I can't.
Is it because I can't snowboard? Is that it?
No. Actually, no. Snowboarding's fine. You give a good effort at snowboarding. Mm-hmm. I reckon you'll be a good snowboarder. I can't skateboard. I can snowboard.
Yeah, I don't know. I was really into rollerblading. Yeah, I don't know. Rollerblading was like my thing. I was never into skating.
Rollerblading feels like really white. You know what I mean? It feels like the white version of like skateboarding.
Really?
Is it?
It feels like I'm a suburban kid who can't skateboard, so I'm gonna go on rollerblading.
But I saw skateboarding as that as well.
Isn't skateboarding the most suburban kid thing you could do?
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong on that. Assumptions. I did rollerblading, so I just assumed it was the lame thing because I was doing it.
See, I couldn't rollerblade, and that's why I skated.
I couldn't skate, which is why I rollerbladed.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the Pokemon versus Digimon argument all over again, right?
Another Gaunt fails to like consume liquid.
It has been zero days since Gaunt missed his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I was better at it. I mean, I can snowboard and ski. I guess I'll take that instead.
Yeah, I skateboarded, but I wasn't, you know, doing fucking kickflips or anything.
Because like I always wanted, I never like had an interest in learning how to skate, but snowboarding always seemed cool to me. You know?
Snowboarding's sick. I love snowboarding.
I want to go back snowboarding. When are we going into on our next ski trip?
You want to go?
I want to go snowboarding again.
When does it start snowing in Japan?
December, right?
You know, it depends where you are.
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, it's probably already snowing in Hokkaido.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Japan seasons is like so weird for me. Like, we're like in November now. So it's winter. Doesn't fucking feel like winter outside.
No.
Like, it's so weird how it's still fucking hot. Like, I still have days where I'm just like, do I wear a jumper today or is it still t-shirt weather? And like, I'm used to England.
Yeah.
And November in England is just, fucking summer in England is permanent coat weather.
Yeah.
Let alone fucking November.
Well, to be fair, peak snow season in Japan is like mid-January.
Yeah. It's been like hot the last few days for some reason.
It's been hot this entire
year. It's weird. Yeah. It went cold for like a week and then it was like, psych. And then it went back to like 20 degrees Celsius. And I'm like, it's
all the typhoons fucking it up. That's
November, bro. Yeah. Does this mean we're going to get like a really short winter? Because I want a long winter. I want it all to be winter gone.
I don't want summer.
I don't want summer.
Can we boycott summer?
Can we cancel summer?
I want
my sunshine. Give me my sunshine.
You can get sunshine.
Why didn't Gru from Despicable Me steal the sun? That's the real questions.
I haven't seen Despicable Me.
What? It's good.
I haven't seen either, but
is
I know.
Is that the Minions movie?
I know that.
No, that's
it's got Minions in it.
That's a separate movie. Minions is a standalone.
Minions is a spin-off of Despicable Me.
God. Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3 are all standalone movies. 1 is good, 2 is
I haven't seen any of them. I just seen enough memes through osmosis to know
Steve Carell's best performance today.
Oh yeah,
is it a good movie? Is it like
Despicable Me 1 is actually a good movie?
You know, sometimes you just see a movie that's just been memed up so much that you don't know if it's actually good.
Despicable Me 1 is a good movie. I'll stand by that.
Can't stand the Minions.
I just love Steve Carell. He's just so charming.
Yeah, but there's other movies with him in it that don't involve Minions.
I don't mind the Minions that much.
Really?
I hate it when they made the Minions more of a thing because they did that later on because they were so popular.
Oh, so it's not that much of a thing in the first movie?
Not as much.
Okay, that's
good. I just hate the fact that Minions just never died in Japan. Like, it's why? Why has it not died in Japan?
I did walk past a clothing store the other day that was all Minions clothes.
Oh no, I walked past a Minions store in Akihabara as well. Yeah. A Minions store in Akihabara. Imagine Weeb's disappointment when they go to Akihabara and the first thing they see is a fucking Minions store.
I mean, it is anime in Japan.
That is true. That is true.
Steve Carell is my favorite.
Why do they not have that with other Pixar DreamWorks films? Why do we not have a Shrek? Where's the Shrek store? Yeah. I want a Shrek store.
Shrek's too ugly to be popular in Japan.
No.
Where's the Cars store? I want that.
I believe that's called a dealership. Well,
Cars was like Pixar's most successful franchise monetarily because of all the merchandise.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it actually?
Yeah, because they sold so many toys and figures, I believe. You can look that up, actually, but I'm near certain.
It's not Minions?
No, because think about it, right? Cars as a franchise, right? Think of all the merch you can make from Cars. Kids love cars.
All I can think of is like Hot Wheels.
Yeah, that's
bro, you can literally make like a bazillion different types of like car merchandise. It's so easy.
But Japan has proved that you can make a bazillion different types of Minions merch as well.
No, it's literally the same thing.
I see more Minions merch than I... Does Cars have an entire fucking store in Akihabara? I don't think so.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, man. He's Googling it as we speak. He's taking so long though. This is the worst fact checking I've ever seen.
Like, you could probably make a video of, I spent an entire year on nothing but Minions merch.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's enough
Minion food.
Probably. Bananas.
Oh, they have the, Minion popsicle. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Have you seen those YouTube videos where people try and, this YouTube series where people just try and get the popsicles to look like the characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they keep
opening
them.
But they never look like it.
And they never look like them, and they're trying to get them as close as possible. That shit's so random.
Yeah, I did see I did see the clip on Twitter of like this guy, the SpongeBob one, that actually looks like it, and the guy like freaks out. He's like, I finally found one!
Because they never look like SpongeBob. No. Like, it's just completely like.
Was this like official popsicles or popsicles that people
official,
make?
Like, yeah, like official like collab popsicles.
Like when you rip them open, they pull it out and it never looks like the character.
Yeah. Right,
so people are like obsessed with trying to find ones that look like the character.
I used to eat the Toy Story ones religiously.
They had Toy Story ones?
Yeah, they had like a Woody one in Australia.
Is it like...
and it looked hideous. Oh,
is it just because I've moved to Japan that I've noticed this? Or do Japanese merchandise have like so many collaborations, like more than
they have way more.
Oh, yeah.
More than you would expect than in other countries.
Of course. They have like 20 times any promotional thing ever.
Because Japan is so good at milking out something that's popular until it's like dry as a bone.
Yeah, because it's like, it was so weird every time I go to like the supermarket or the konbini, and I swear there's a different collaboration going on every time. It's like, if there's not a collaboration going on, I'm sure it's like Japan's going through a typhoon or something, or like a natural disaster just happened, right? Like, it's always like the coffees or the ice creams or something.
It was Demon Slayer coffees for a bit. Now it's Jujutsu Kaisen coffees.
I don't like that, because to me, it's like, if you're just sticking the character on the fucking
bottle, that's just the tacky one.
That's fucking lazy, man. What do you make it taste like his piss or something?
Do people die for that shit, though? It's the thing. It's like collectors are all over that shit, dude. Like, that's the thing. The inside has nothing to do with the character or the franchise.
Yeah.
It's just on the fucking package.
I don't know.
Like, it's like, I don't know, makes less rubbish maybe? Fuck, I don't know.
It's like there was, so I went to the konbini, right?
Right.
They had a Demon Slayer fried chicken.
Right.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Demon Slayer fried chicken. Yeah.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is? What makes a Demon Slayer fried chicken?
I don't know. You
absolutely nothing. It's just got the box it comes in has fucking Tanjiro and Nezuko on it. And you know what the flavor is? What's the most Demon Slayer flavor you can think of?
Demon.
Right? Fucking Kodro. It's just Kodro and cheese or something. I was like, what is this? This is a fucking Demon Slayer.
Well, what was BTS about the BTS McDonald's meal? I never got it.
That's a good point, actually.
Like, all the Travis Scott meal as well.
Yeah, well, that was marketing, right?
Yeah.
That was just, I guess they had BTS on the bag.
I don't know.
We weren't there.
Sorry. Yeah, we weren't there.
BTS lyrics on the
packaging. I just heard about it. Well, it did its job because I heard about it. Yeah. I'd never even bought that fucking meal, but
did you see that like they have BTS collabs here with like anything? There was one that was Mint. There was a BTS at Mint collaboration. Just like Mint. And I was like, okay. Like,
cool.
So like, what's it gonna do with BTS?
I think it's pretty cool in a sense, though, because
it is cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Japan do so many collaborations that some of them are just really fucking cool.
Yeah.
But then you also get a lot of like, you get a lot of misses as well.
Yeah.
But like,
a lot of misses.
The coolest one I think I saw was it was Eye Drops, but it had the Hatsune Miku at the front of it.
Okay.
But it kind of makes sense because it's like, it was marketed as like, you know, it's to help you for people who are like staring at a screen for a while, and also the liquid was like a Hatsune Miku bluish green color. Cool. Okay. So I'm like, that collaboration makes sense.
Yeah,
right. But you know, Demon Slayer tampons don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it's strange.
Are you kidding me? I'd fucking buy Demon Slayer tampons. Hell the fuck yeah!
Bro, it's just like Nezuko's mouthpiece.
I thought you were just gonna say Demon Slayer coffee doesn't make sense. I'm just like, the coffee collaboration is just the one collaboration where it's the clear file of collaborations, right? It's when the people don't know how to collab and just have run out of ideas and just like,
the only time the coffee collaboration made sense was when they did that collab with Tokyo Ghoul.
That was the only time
where I was like, finally, it makes sense. Yeah. What does Jujutsu Kaisen have to do with coffee?
Gojo drank coffee in one episode.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Did you see the... There was like an ice cream Demon Slayer one, and it was Nezuko's like biting thing.
Yeah.
Or like it was something where it was like
the bamboo thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just looked like a dick. It was like a stick and you eat it. I don't know what it was, but it looked like a dick. It looked like a green dick.
I did actually see that one. I know the exact one you're talking about.
Was it like a pickle or something?
I don't know. Can we pull it up? I gotta look this up.
I just remember looking at it and, oh, this past product design did it?
It was like a demon slayer, like cucumber.
Greetings, fellow trash men and women. Today, we are sponsored by Honey. We all shop online, and we've seen that promo code taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They can range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Alright gamers, here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. When you're at the checkout, the Honey button just drops down and all you need to do is click apply coupons and Honey will find all the available coupons it can find for that site. As you can see, I'm in my new office because I've just moved, and thanks to Honey, I've saved $50 buying some new furniture. And just like me, Honey has found over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. So, what are you waiting for? If you don't have Honey, you could literally be missing out on free savings. Again, it is free and takes seconds to download. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a favor and supporting the Trash Taste Boys. So, what are you waiting for? Get Honey at joinhoney.com/trashtaste. That's joinhoney.com/trashtaste. Thank you to Honey for sponsoring this episode. Back to the video.
One thing that's really odd is that Japan is so protective over its like characters and its copyright and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're like, yeah, sure, put our character on your fucking detergent. Like what? How does that make sense? I don't understand this.
You talking about the Levi detergent?
Yeah, that like, but like
I've okay, seen that, that makes sense. But I've yeah.
seen
that,
it
with, that makes sense.
I've seen it with many characters. Like I oh, saw yeah. Yeah. store.
I saw it, a Demon Slayer one.
And
as
it, was,
well.
Yeah. it was Bleach, right?
Yeah.
No, not Bleach. It wasn't Bleach. It was literally just like it was like an Otome boys game. Like like Utano Prince or something.
Yeah.
It was something along those lines. And yeah. I'm like, why is this on Bleach? What does this have to do with it? I don't understand. Like these are characters that you would like, your company lawyer would kill if somebody mentioned them and showed an image on their YouTube video. But like, God forbid, you know, God forbid someone does that. But oh yeah, you want to put it on your toilet paper? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
It's weird. It's really strange.
Yeah, I mean, some of the strangest collaborations I've seen are like from Ava. Ava is
it's
like
weird.
Ava is the one franchise where I don't think they have limits. No. Like literally, I think every product under the sun can work with some kind of Ava collaboration.
If the brand exists, Ava has collabed with them.
Yeah, I know. Right.
There isn't like yeah. I've seen everything from like food to glasses to toilet paper with Ava, and I'm like, well, I know what I'm buying. I do like Ava.
You could literally live out your entire life just on fucking Ava merch. Oh, like, I think the weirdest one I've seen is like, you can buy like an official Ava marriage certificate, right? So you can have an Ava themed wedding with Ava wedding rings and have your marriage certificate printed out as an official Ava marriage certificate collaboration.
To be fair, Key Studios gave me official Clannad marriage certificates.
Oh my.
I wonder.
I still have those.
I wonder why Gon knows about getting married in full Ava.
It's like, honey, get my plugs.
Honey, get in the robot. We're getting married.
Yeah. You guys will soon find out that I'm having an Ava-themed wedding. No, I'm just
fuck
kidding.
Yeah, dude. I'm rocking on with my plug suit, baby.
I'm just like, where are the Ava suits? I want my Ava suits, man. I want my Ava suits. Well, like, I got JoJo suits.
Like the actual plug suits?
Because JoJo... Because Ava is for children, JoJo is for men. That's why. Maybe that's why they have Ava diapers and not JoJo suits.
Why do they not have JoJo diapers?
Because JoJo... Because JoJo fans don't shit themselves.
JoJo fans are the type to wear JoJo diapers.
JoJo fans.
Now that I think about it.
No.
JoJo fans are the type of fans to shit themselves and just leave it there and deal with it later.
They'll shit in their JoJo underwear.
JoJo fans are the type
I have
who
JoJo
would wear. JoJo fans are the type who would wear like a $500 suit, but also wear the JoJo diapers so they don't have to take it off to go to the toilet. That's the type of JoJo fans.
Wait, are you taking a suit off when you go to the toilet?
What no,
you
no. Do? So you need what to like fucking unbuckle.
Can't
and like,
I go to bed. I'm in the toilet. I'm getting full naked. Getting full dark dog.
Yeah, sometimes the shit's powerful. You know, you got to take the whole suit off.
What?
But don't worry, you got the diapers underneath it, so you don't even have to worry.
Yeah, it's so weird, but I feel like do you think collaborations with like other with like franchises outside of Japan would do as well in other countries?
No.
I don't think so. Again, the only one I can think of is like Disney.
We don't give a shit if the thing like isn't related. I feel if Mickey Mouse is promoting laundry detergent, I'm like, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't make better detergent. Probably
but if
not.
Popeye's on spinach, okay. Yeah, we got another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's if it's related
an
to
Among
the
Us trash can.
a Squid Game.
You know what? I would buy that. To be fair, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah. To be fair, would I buy a packet of frozen lasagna if it had Garfield on it? Probably.
If it makes sense for the character, yeah. I'm way more likely to buy it.
Yeah.
But also be very much judgmental about it.
Yeah. So I'll buy it if I'm not like paying out the ass for it. Right. Like I'm not gonna buy fucking Garfield lasagna if it costs twice as much as the regular lasagna. True. You know.
I buy just like. See what it tastes like.
You probably know? Like lasagna, to be honest. It's like, oh, this tastes like Chris Pratt.
I feel like there should be more collaborations though, because they, you know, you do get some fun items every now and again, and it works because people fucking talk about it, right?
That is true. Actually, to be fair, the only like collaboration I'm thinking of that could probably like work really well overseas is maybe like Minecraft stuff.
That was just so much Minecraft stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's already so much Minecraft like toys, right? So like, why would you not collaborate?
I know what the best promotion I've seen in Japan is.
What?
I featured it in one of my videos. Mm. You know the goldfish little crisps?
Yeah.
They had one with Pokemon. And they were in shapes of Pokemon.
Okay, Pokemon collabs never miss.
That is true.
In my opinion. Like Pokemon has done such a fucking good job where like, because all you have to do when it comes to like snacks or food or anything, just shape it like the Pokemon.
They could make an official Pokemon AK-47. It would probably look sick. Like it would probably like work. It would probably work. I mean, they put a fucking plane in Pokemon.
That is
why
true.
Stop it? Like, why stop there? Go to fighter jets, you know? WMDs, what are we waiting for, man?
I want my Pokemon Panzer tank.
Bro, dude, call a nuke Voltorb and put that shit red and white, bro. It makes, it's canonical sense.
Nuke Electrode.
Bro, it makes sense, man.
Like, Nuke Electrode, use explosion. It was super effective.
Pokemon is so easy to market that it literally works with everything. Because you've got like
it's universal. That's why Pokemon arguably is like one of the most successful franchises in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I was shocked to find out that Hello Kitty was also close nearby. In terms of success.
Yeah.
Because Hello Kitty's shit.
If it's not marketed towards me, it's shit. Yeah.
How can you brand Hello Kitty the same way you can as Pokemon? I don't understand.
Because girls like Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty's massive.
Hello Kitty's huge.
Fucking why? Massive.
Because girls like cute things.
That's like me saying girls like to menstruate. Of course they do. Why would they do it so often? You know, like
I'm not sure about that. Right?
It's like I'm assuming what they like.
I'm trying to follow this mental gymnastics.
Point me
towards that you just like that you just did. Like, how did you equate Hello Kitty to menstruate?
Because to me, when you say girls like Hello Kitty, that just sounds like that sounds like the boomer dad who's like, of course girls like Hello Kitty. It's pink and it's got a kitty.
Yeah, but you relating that to menstruation is saying that every time a woman menstruates, they're like, yay.
Well, I'm saying the comparison was that a boomer would think about the an idiot boomer male would think the same way, right?
I don't know about that.
Why would you menstruate so much if you didn't like it?
Hello Kitty tampons. We found the new collaboration.
Bro, I'm saying, you know.
The match made in heaven right there. That's going to happen. When is that happening?
It's fucking stupid. I don't know.
What were we talking about before this? I can't remember.
Why is Hello Kitty so successful? I get it that it has an audience. I'm not saying it doesn't have an audience, but a worldwide juggernaut audience? I don't know.
There's a lot of people into it.
Do you know what any singular person who is a diehard Hello Kitty fan?
Yes.
Bullshit.
Like most Japanese women I know.
But that's just Japanese women. Like Pokemon is worldwide.
God forbid there's only like five of them in the world.
I don't know anyone in the UK. Do you know any people in Australia?
Yeah, I know some people who are like super into it.
I know people.
I know a lot of people who are like hardcore into like anything Sanrio.
Sanrio is different from Hello Kitty. Because Hello Kitty is like a juggernaut on its own.
Yeah, but Hello Kitty is Sanrio.
No, I know, but the Hello Kitty franchise on its own is like one of the biggest in the world.
Oh yeah,
and to me that.
But that's because Hello Kitty is such. It has just become like an icon. It's that it's become so big that it's independent of Sanrio.
It's an icon, but at the same time, it's like I don't know anyone who's a big fan of Hello Kitty. Like personally.
Okay. Why?
Which
why?
Is like compared to Pokemon, which is universally anywhere in the world you go, people love Pokemon.
Yeah.
Why is Pokemon so big?
Because it's fucking amazing.
Wow, great argument there.
It's fucking
amazing. I could say the same thing about Hello Kitty.
No.
Well, what's amazing about it?
Because Pokemon has like cornered every single goddamn market. Like any kind of entertainment market, Pokemon is in it. Hello Kitty is not the same. It's like it's the meme.
We are not the same. We are not Pokemon, the same.
It's like if you think about it,
we may have a cute mascot.
Pokemon has its hands in every single goddamn pie, and it pleases everyone. Hello Kitty is in like what? Just merchandise now?
Because like, I don't know if I'm like...
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Pokemon is card games, TV shows, movies, literally fucking anything.
Yeah, because I don't know if I've just haven't been paying attention, but it felt like Pokemon got like a second wave within like the past few years. And I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention and maybe Pokemon had just slowly become more and more popular. But like it feels like it was even more popular now than it was when it exploded when I was a kid.
It's just a cycle. Yeah, people get bored of it because they play it too much. They come back.
I would argue as someone who's been with it from start to finish, it's just constantly been like this.
It's just constantly been like that.
Maybe, yeah.
But I mean, it feels like
maybe for the adult generation, it's gone like that.
Yeah,
but, yeah, but yeah.
For
yeah.
The generation,
there's that nostalgia factor, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I mean, Pokemon was the fucking craze. It was a franchise that fucking exploded onto the world, became like a worldwide sensation. And then I felt like, at least living in the UK, I felt like the hype for Pokemon kind of died down and it kind of became like a nerd thing again. And now it's just kind of becoming mainstream again. And like we have like the new like fucking Pokemon card phase now where these have now become like expensive collector's item. And it's just, I don't know. It's not that I didn't expect it. I don't know if I missed something or if something amazing happened that I wasn't paying attention to.
I feel like it's because Pokemon in the past couple of years especially has really, at least in Japan, has like really started branching out with what it collaborates with. Because I'm thinking back on it now, like back in the day, like when Pokemon first came out, we were kids, there wasn't really a lot of like Pokemon collaboration.
Yeah.
There was Pokemon merch,
but
nothing to collaborate with an already pre-existing like, you know, brand, right? But now you have like fucking Adidas and Nike and like all these like huge clothes brands
and that's
now doing Pokemon
collabs. I just wouldn't put it in the same level as Hello Kitty, right?
But Hello Kitty's done collabs with things like Gucci as well.
I know they have, but it's just not the same. It's like, it's not the
same. It's not the same because I don't like
it. We are not the same. But I just think it's not the same.
Well, maybe it just you haven't been in enough places where Hello Kitty is popular.
Yeah,
because I feel like it's more popular.
I think it's just because you haven't associated yourself with anyone who's actually.
I mean, I don't know the numbers. I'm like not particularly like a mega fan of both.
Can you look up the most successful franchises? Where's Hello Kitty and Pokemon? I know Pokemon's one, I think, but I don't know.
Is Pokemon one?
I think so. Yeah.
The most successful franchise.
I think so. Yeah,
in the world.
Yeah,
above like Disney stuff.
Well, yeah, because there's no single property that Disney has that is bigger than. Like Disney as a whole, maybe.
Yeah, because then you'd argue instead of Pokemon, it'd be Nintendo, right?
Yeah, right.
I googled most successful franchise is number one at McDonald's.
No. Entertainment.
Number one's Pokemon.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, where's Hello Kitty on that list?
Let me see.
I think
it's in like the top five.
No, I think it's top 10. I think it's like six or seven. Yeah.
Second is Hello Kitty.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah, number two,
like,
Hello Kitty.
Would you seriously be like, yeah, dude, no doubt, Pokemon number one, Hello Kitty second? Like when you hear Hello Kitty second, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. You're right in that, but to me, Pokemon also doesn't sound right.
Pokemon does. Why? What would you say has had a bigger effect on like the world?
Like Mario, maybe?
Yeah, like Mario.
I would say Pokemon is way bigger than Mario.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I feel like maybe because Pokemon, you're right, does have its fingers in so many pies.
Yeah,
in terms of making money. In terms of like merchandising and collaborations, Pokemon is king and I can see why it's number one. In terms of like how famous it is or like the widespread appeal, like I would still say there are bigger icons in the world.
I think Pikachu is a bigger icon than Mario.
You think so?
I think so.
You think so?
I think Pikachu is more recognizable than Mario.
Ooh, it's hard to say.
Do you think Pikachu is more recognizable than Mickey Mouse?
No.
Yeah, no. I think Mickey Mouse is. I think I would even argue almost that maybe Hello Kitty is more well known as a character.
Yeah, I guess, but that doesn't matter because that's not like how you know that's.
Yeah, that's. You successful, but I would argue that might be the whole reason why Hello Kitty is so successful.
Well, I mean, possibly. By success, I assume we mean financial success.
Yeah, financial.
To me, financial success doesn't always equate to what is the most recognizable icon or
franchise.
You know,
but I wouldn't in terms of like. Power and the ability to push something like Hello Kitty is like nothing compared to Pokemon in my mind.
Yeah, but in terms of brand recognition, I feel Hello Kitty is just so much stronger. Yeah,
which is why when I think of successful franchises, successful icons, yeah, I think of stuff like Mickey Mouse, Mario, stuff like that. Mm. And like to me, the whole Pokemon sensation is just it kind of blindsided me because I knew Pokemon was big. I didn't know it was that.
In 1996, it was the single most Googled thing.
Oh, I believe that.
Which
yeah,
is like,
I believe
that. Like
that. No, that's 1996. Yeah, though,
right.
You know, but like
that's when the game came out. Yeah.
But like, that's like, it's only gotten bigger. Like to think that at one, like Google, like to think that it was the most such thing. Do you know how crazy that is? That is insane. Porn exists, gone. Legitimate, a universal love of people online. Like how? How does it beat that?
Pokemon porn.
We're going to jail.
We were Googling Pokemon. Meanwhile, Garn was Googling Deep Throat from MGS. You know? Where's
Minecraft on that list?
Oh yeah, Minecraft's like massive now as well.
I think Minecraft in recent years has become a massive. Yeah.
It's so weird because it's franchises like Pokemon, like Minecraft, where you have this initial explosion and then everyone thinks it's just going to die down. And it did. It does die down and then it comes back with like a fucking vengeance.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking sequel, man. Yeah. It's like
Goku. Every time it dies, it just gets stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, spoiler alert. What the fuck?
So they just die already. It's like, no. It's like more power.
Fucking Saiyans, man. Like every time they die. Going on a complete tangent. I never realized how OP of an ability that is. Imagine like coming close to death and then coming and then powering up by just simply getting the shit kicked out of you. Going on a complete tangent, that's a completely broken ability, and no one's ever called that.
Okay, well, then who would you say if we're talking about brand recognition, who would you say is the most recognizable like anime character or anime franchise, not including Pokemon?
Can you tell me what you're gonna?
Like 80 seconds.
It's still pretty impressive though, for a game.
For a game, yeah.
Behind Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
The most recognizable anime figure.
Yeah, like if. The moment someone says the word anime, what is the first thing you think of?
I have different answers depending on maybe where in the world I'm in.
Yeah, Japan, Doraemon.
Yeah, Doraemon. In basically the entire world. Oh, I want to say
it's Pikachu. But if you don't include Pokemon, because Pokemon was originally a game, right?
Is it Dragon Ball Z? I don't know.
Would you think Goku?
Goku, probably it might be Goku.
The question is, Dragon Ball fans, who can be Goku? In this situation, who can be Goku
in brand recognition?
Who can be Goku? Can anyone be Goku? We're literally asking a question, but can they be Goku?
Can they be Goku?
Luffy, maybe?
No, I would say
Naruto.
No, Yugi?
Yugi?
Yugi's, everyone knows that hair. People maybe know Yugi, they don't know what the fuck he is though.
I would argue maybe... Naruto is like
I would
up
say
there.
Naruto.
Maybe
Goku more than
Naruto doesn't so? Have yeah, the Naruto doesn't have the legacy.
Right,
it's probably Goku if we're not counting Pokemon.
Yeah, if we're not counting Pokemon,
and we're not doing JP only.
Yeah,
do you know what surprises me? How popular Bleach was and still is. Right, because like it's only recently that I've realized how fucking popular it is.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know anything about Bleach. What I know is that every time someone is an edgelord on Twitter, they like Bleach. Is that a coincidence or no. Is that like...
No, definitely not.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm just wondering because every time they are, they have a Bleach profile picture.
No. That makes a lot of sense.
Have you seen the character designs?
Yeah, it's like Edge.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's kind of single-handed me to not want to watch the show.
No. I would argue that like as someone who was a massive Bleach fan, like it's don't let that blind you because it's a great show up to a certain point.
Okay, fine.
No, I mean I knew there was a huge following for Bleach, but I didn't like I didn't recognize how big the following was. I mean, for the longest time, it was like, it was bigger than One Piece worldwide, I think. Yeah. And it's not just like, a bit bigger than One Piece. It was like, it was like massively bigger than One Piece. And I guess that kind of makes sense because One Piece didn't have the greatest launch worldwide. But
well, during, I think like during the first arc, the Soul Society arc, I think like every week in Shonen Jump, Bleach was just number one.
Yeah, actually.
For the longest time.
Can you search up the most successful anime franchises? Because I think Bleach is like up there on the list.
It is
and
up
there. I think that's what surprised me.
Yeah.
Did you see the, sorry, I'm totally unrelated. Did you see the One Piece / Mario figure collab?
What?
Where like Mario was like drawn in like One Piece style.
No.
It's like a figure and he looks like a pirate. Dude, type in One Piece Mario.
Why have figure. I not known about
it? Bro, it's like a $200 figure and it looks insane. It looked right up your alley, Jerry.
Wait, what is it? One Piece?
One Piece Mario figure. Google it.
Mario figure. Oh my God, I want that.
Let me see. You'd buy that immediately.
It's Mario as Goldie Roger.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Holy
shit. $600. Yeah.
$600? Bet I'm buying
that. That's a fucking collector's item right there. This?
I don't know.
It comes with the flag as well.
One peach, one love. It comes with the flag as well.
Oh my God.
That's so cool. I don't know.
Wait, who made that? Who made that?
I don't know. Buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it though.
Probably going to sell out.
Yeah. Did it come out recently?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think it got announced.
But the I love this fucking Kotaku title. $600 Super Mario Bros. X One Piece crossover has wonderful hair.
Bro, his hair is on point.
His hair is on point, to be fair. That's actually the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's a collab that works.
Yeah.
That's just like out of nowhere.
I know what I'm buying for myself this Christmas.
Shit, my $600 birthday year. That's going to get Jerry. Fuck.
you're the answers, Ashley?
Bleach is 15th, apparently.
Yeah. Bleach is the...
Doraemon and Reikyo.
What's number one?
Number one. JoJo's 14th, but... No, not 14th. Like.
No, what's the number one?
What's number one?
Just read out the list for us, actually. Go on.
I've got 20. Starting from the bottom.
Okay.
Is Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, number 20.
19th is Hamtaro.
Hamtaro
number 19. Okay.
Hamtaro's
18th is Astro Boy.
Astro Boy 18. Okay.
That makes sense.
Beyblade.
Oh yeah, Beyblade. I forgot about that. Okay, bro, okay.
Imagine all the money you made selling off those Beyblades.
Yeah, I know.
Digimon?
Digimon? Okay, that makes sense.
Leech.
Yeah. That's number 16, right? 15.
It's pretty fresh. 14.
I'm on 14.
Yep.
Pretty Cure
13.
Yeah, that makes sense.
JoJo
12. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Naruto.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sailor Moon makes sense.
Kochikame. That's shocking.
What's that?
Okay, so oh my God, how do I explain Kochikame? Kochikame is, for one, the longest running manga series ever.
Okay.
It has 200 volumes. It went on for about 50 years on Shonen Jump. And it is, explaining the concept of Kochikame is going to make it sound so boring. It follows the life of a police officer in the Kamiari district of Tokyo.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
And it was a franchise that went on for 50 years, and the author is famous for never taking a break.
Okay.
For 50 years.
Okay, wow. 50 years.
Yeah,
wow.
200 volumes.
Eighth is Eva.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Seventh is Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh seventh. That makes sense. Yeah.
Then One Piece.
One Piece at number six.
What's left?
Keep going.
Fist of the North Star.
Yeah. Fist in the North Star.
Oh, yeah.
Number five.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Fourth is Gundam.
That makes sense.
Third is Dragon Ball.
Yeah, third Dragon Ball makes sense.
Second,
Anpanman at second. Wow, okay.
Number one's Pokemon.
Nothing beats Pokemon. Man.
But Anpanman's number two?
I feel like the Fist of the North Star one.
That's an anomaly.
I feel like that's cheating because how much of that is just... How much of that is not gacha? What's the other?
Pachinko.
How much of that revenue is pachinko?
So a lot of the anime franchises, Ava's done it, ReZero's done it.
Yeah.
They license out the anime to a pachinko machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fucking
insane. And you got old people who grew up on Fist of the North Star. What are they going to spend the money on?
Yeah.
Pachinko.
Yeah, my uncle got into Fist of the North Star and Ava because of the pachinko.
Exactly.
Did you ever see that Mario Party thing? There's very few arcades have it.
Mm.
It's like a gambling Mario Party game in the casino. Have you seen the casino in the arcade sometimes? Have you seen that?
No.
It's like you pay money to move on the board.
pay money to move on the board?
Yeah, yeah, you pay money to move around this board.
Right.
It's really weird. And there was one in the arcade next to the Toho Cinema in Shinjuku.
Okay.
But that arcade's gone now.
Oh, shit.
But there used to be one there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was really weird. Oh, is that
the building that the VR park was in?
No. That's
the one opposite.
Maybe
to it.
Maybe it is actually. Yeah.
Because
that
building's not there anymore.
Yeah. So they used to have like this Mario Party game where you'd have to put money in to like gamble a little bit.
Oh, weird.
And then you would move forward, and you could win. I think you could win money.
Okay.
Oh shit.
It's really weird. Yeah. It's really weird. It's very jarring seeing Mario
is that
Party.
Legal?
No. It's legal. I think it was Nintendo license.
Okay. No, okay.
Yeah. I think sometimes everyone wants Nintendo to be like the company. It's like super good.
No, because like with Fist in the Loft Star Pachinko, that makes a lot of sense because it's Pachinko makes a shit ton of money in Japan.
Yeah.
And that's why fucking Konami sold out to become a pachinko maker.
Yeah. Pachinko and mobile games is the big thing.
Like,
now.
All the coolest looking buildings in Japan are just pachinko parlors.
If a building looks clean and it looks amazing and it looks fascinating, it's a fucking pachinko.
There's a pachinko parlor in Yokohama that's literally shaped like an Ava.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a cool building. What is that? Oh, it's pachinko.
Whenever I see a building with bright lights, cool anime characters slapped on everywhere, I'm like, damn, this is a cool looking anime store. Fucking pachinko every time.
And then the door opens, it's just
it's so depressing.
Blow your fucking ears
It's easily
out.
Like the most depressing fucking thing about Japan. Yeah. Like everyone's addicted to shooting these fucking balls into a machine.
You could be like in the middle of the countryside, but there will be one cool building.
It's insane.
It'll be the pachinko building.
It'll be the biggest building.
It'll be the biggest building.
It'll be like these like rundown houses. Like the economy is like depleted. And then there'll be this fucking like Egyptian tomb level of like intensity. It's massive, well lit up. Like there's rice fields all around it. And it's fucking pachinko. It's like five floors. It's insane. It's actually insane. Insane.
Yeah.
Like they could have put this thought into so many other different buildings, so many maybe make like a fucking escape room or something, or you know, maybe just a cool store.
Or
arcade. Yeah. No, pachinko every fucking time.
Yeah, because that's the shit that makes money, you know?
Makes money, man.
That's sad.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, we did the pachinko video, right?
It is the most boring and miserable type of gambling I've ever experienced in my life. Like at least when I lose in like blackjack or something, I'm like, oh, that was not condoning blackjack, but like just shooting a ball and just watching it go in and then just like holding it for 10 minutes.
You also don't know what the fuck's happening half the time. Yeah. It's like, I think I'm winning. I don't know.
It's like, I'm pretty sure like 90% of it is RNG, and it's just like gameplay is just, do I hold this pachinko at a 90 degree angle or a 91 degree angle?
RNG gone. If you ask the people, it's not RNG.
Yeah.
But also
they
like scout out machines to see which ones have paid out.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, people will get there like right before it opens and wait.
Yeah.
Like wait for like hours just so they can get the one machine that's going
to
pay out.
Yeah. Like I think it's cool to do as like a one-time experience, but then I can't imagine how people spend hours there.
It's depressing. It stinks of smoke. It's shit. It's so loud. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's shit. It's so shit.
Yeah. I'd rather get a hobby, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what isn't shit though? Our patrons.
Oh my God. They don't go to pachinko, hopefully.
They got some cool collabs idea. Look at all these patrons. They're collabing with us right now. That's the coolest collab you can do. And you can get involved as well. Do you want to be part of the Trash Taste collaboration? Go to our Patreon and be part of our collab on screen right now.
I'm part of the Trash Taste Empire. You're welcome.
Go to patreon.com/trashtaste.
Taking down the Pokemon Empire one patron at a time.
We need to get in the top 100 franchise list.
We're only 1/3 millionth of the way there. Let's do it, boys. But hey, if you'd like to support the show, make sure to go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtaste. Also follow us on Twitter, send us some memes on the subreddit, and if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify.
And yeah, that has been this episode of Trash Taste. I don't have anything else to say.
I don't know. I'm gamer.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, if for you Americans.
And for everyone else, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.